tomorrow's news today.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption.
So this is the type of stuff Trump's been posting over the weekend, as most of you know, along with extremely dystopic Slipknot songs about basically the end of civilization. And Trump's been confirming that he himself has been posting all of it. He told the Wall Street Journal that, yeah, he said, Hail Allah or whatever in that Easter message. He said he wanted to freak them out, act crazy. You notice over the weekend he said the strait was open, the Iranians had agreed to everything. They never did that. Israel kept bombing Lebanon. They've blown up over 30,000 Christian homes. Trump said, I told them they're not to bomb anymore, and I give them the orders, and they said, yes, sir. And then Yahweh said, I didn't say that. This is floundering. And I told you months ago from White House sources that Trump is getting more and more erratic, doesn't want to hear any negative news. So I don't just believe the big Wall Street Journal article out about that today. When you read the article, it's everything I've told you. But it's supposedly low IQ to explain that the Israeli intelligence assessment, even though the IDF disagreed, by the way, this is all out now, they agreed with the Pentagon that Iran would not fall, at least not for a year or so, and that they would close the Strait of Hormuz. And now they've got all these military articles saying, yeah, the Iranians can't be stopped because they've got thousands of pieces of artillery and hidden missile sites, short, medium range, above the strait. All of this was war-gamed. All of this was known. Pentagon said 90% chance of failure. But Trump told Tucker Carlson back at the time, he said, everything always goes my way. He actually said, it'll turn out okay for me. Well, yeah, because you had the American people backing you, and because you had a lot of energy, and we admired the old Trump. The new Trump is completely out of his mind. So I'm very honored that he attacked me again on Friday and said that I'm fried and all the rest of it, because I don't want to be associated with this disastrous situation that's unfolding at all. Because when somebody who doesn't know what they're doing tells somebody who's on record being right, they got a low IQ, well, that's where I want to be. The truth is, I don't have a low IQ, Trump, and I actually study all these issues. You may know all about real estate and you and Ludnig, how to insider trade on all your different economic announcements, but at the end of the day, buddy, the military told you not to do this, and Israel, Netanyahu, lied to you. So let's go out a little bit of Slipknot. We'll come back and launch the full show. Stay with us. This is what President Trump is posting himself. He said he did. He did this at 2 a.m. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade, the next 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I take absolutely no pleasure in having to spend a lot of our time on the King Lear type de-evolution and disintegration of President Trump. And again, I am proud of the overall good job he did off and on the last 10 years. And we went through hell to get him back in. It was a great victory against the neoliberal globalist WEF crowd. But since he's gotten back in, he has sidelined the great patriots he brought in at the beginning, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., and many others, and brought in a bunch of horrible neocons and top Democrats. He's put Todd Blanche in as the head of the DOJ, big Democrat Party lawyer. He has started to attack myself and others today and Friday using Democrat Party talking points. He has said 28 times that Iran has capitulated and given up and that we've won the war. And over 10 times he said the Strait of Hormuz is open when it's not. He also said, as we covered on Friday with the Truth Social Post, that enough is enough, Israel. Stop bombing the Christians in Lebanon. They destroyed over 30,000 homes, hospitals, universities, primary schools with people in them in many cases. He said Israel has agreed to stop bombing Lebanon, and so Iran has agreed. And Israel never stopped and said, we never agreed to that. I mean, this is not 3D chess. This is Trump being made a fool of by Netanyahu and others. So it's a serious, serious situation. And, of course, the Strait of Hormuz is totally closed right now. The Iranians got it closed, just threatening to sink ships. Now that Trump sent in the U.S. Navy, they began to blast ships. And sure, the U.S. Navy's blasted some Iranian ships. The Iranians don't care. You'll have Hegseth, oh, we blasted an oil tanker. They don't care. You've dropped 20,000 bombs on them. They don't care. We dropped 7.3 million bombs, big ones. That's just counting big ones. Not bazookas, not artillery rounds, not hand grenades, no. Bombs out of airplanes on the North Vietnamese over 1960 to 1975. The official police action started in 64 after we staged the Gulf of Tonkin. And did they give up? Ooh, 20,000 bombs. Ooh. You know, the British shot more cannonballs at us than that. Did we give up? No. Our 250th anniversary is about to begin. I told you back at the time, it was public then, and all the details have been released. The Pentagon, the intelligence agencies unanimously told Trump, Iran is not imminently about to attack us. You will probably not get regime changed, 90% chance, and they will close the Strait of Hormuz. They've already passed a law to do it, and they can do it. And then Trump goes, fine, I don't want the Strait of Hormuz 2 weeks ago. Next day, open the effing strait. or I'll end your civilization. Never to return. Crazy talk. And now the strait is closed again. Oil prices are exploding. It's killing Trump's recovery. Isn't BlackRock happy? So here's Trump on Friday saying Iran has given us everything. They're going to give us all the uranium, all the offensive weapons. They're going to pull their Hezbollah out of all these countries in the Middle East. They have totally agreed to everything. And then Israel begins striking Lebanon even more intensely. And so Iran starts blocking the Strait of Hormuz again. And then Trump turns around and says, how dare you break the ceasefire? I have clips of him saying that Saturday. Who do you think broke it? The Iranians said. They've got statements today. They say, every time we go, okay, let's see what you do, it's broken by Israel within minutes. Because Israel is running our foreign policy. I don't care whether you love Israel or hate Israel. That's wrong, folks. They would never put up with us running them. But it's not like some unified group in Israel either. All their former intelligence chiefs said, do not listen to the current head of the Mossad who just stepped down. They put a guy in even crazier than him. And it turns out both the current head and the former Mossad chief had meetings with Trump days before the attack that Israel started to drag us in and said, yes, they will fall within 4 days. And then Trump comes out and says, no, Israel didn't drag us in. I did it. That's right. Even though Israel in front of us every few days humiliates the president. And the White House, I told you months ago, even before this started, is extremely concerned. They're in panic mode now. All the internal poll numbers are coming in. It's just as bad as the mainstream polls. The Republicans now believe they're going to lose the Senate. So here is President Trump on Friday, and within hours, the whole thing disintegrated. The Strait of Hormuz is closed right now. This has happened at least 10 times, and every time I came out Friday, where I said this, and I said, I bet it falls apart in a few hours, and I saw the comments, you're just a panicking, this is total victory, 3D chess, you watch, total victory, and it's delusional. And now Trump's threatening to obliterate their civilization again, hit all their civilian targets again. They're already hitting the civilian targets. They've blown up 36 universities, hundreds of power plants, hundreds of bridges. And Israel's blown up the only bridges in southern Lebanon of the north. And it's just carpet bombing the Christian areas and going in and blowing up some of the oldest churches in the world. And IDF soldiers are pulling down statues of Jesus and cutting the heads off. And when that all broke over the weekend, the neocons are, that's fake, that's not real. And then, of course, later, no, it's real. Everybody's upset about smashing Jesus up. That's just a graven image, which I'm not saying, you know, regular Ten Commandments have an image of Jesus, but I'm not Muslim here. But I'm worried about the followers of Christ. That's what Jesus is worried about, I can tell you. Who had 34,000 homes estimated to have been blown up in the last few weeks in Israel's giant bombardment where they just carpet bomb whole Christian areas, including schools and ancient churches. I have all the B-roll of that. Just start rolling it for you if you like. Incredible footage. Looks like Gaza. And again, I don't want to be on air talking about this. I don't want to be on air attacking Israel. I don't want to be on air having to chronicle all this. I'm not anti-Israel. I don't want to have Israel go away. I just don't want to be controlled by Israel and then controlled to back up their Greater Israel project as it takes over the Middle East. This is just some of the aerial footage. If you're a TV viewer, there's hours of this, of just the complete carpet bombing, and there's footage of it happening. You'll just see 10, 15, 20 bombs come in and whole neighborhoods go up. The Israeli government itself just released a big report on mass rape, torture, you name it, by the Israeli Defense Forces, and all these horrible videos of what they're doing to men, women, and children coming out, including in Lebanon now. So this is Greater Israel Project. They're taking over. They're taking southern Lebanon. That's what's happening. So here's President Trump again declaring victory on Friday.
Very important is that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, and they've agreed to that. Iran's agreed to that, and they've agreed to it very powerfully. They've agreed to give us back the nuclear dust that's way underground because of the attack we made with the B-2 bombers. So we have a lot of agreement with Iran, and I think something's going to happen very positive.
Now, Pakistan is a nuclear power. They've been brokering the talks and pointing out that Israel continues to break the ceasefires. Here's the Pakistan ministry demands Israel withdraw from all occupied territories. Don't forget, they're actually a nuclear power and have a lot of high-tech missiles and reportedly hundreds of hydrogen bombs. Here's some of what the Pakistanis had to say.
Call for Israel's immediate, full, and unconditional withdrawal from all occupied Lebanese territories. Sustainable calm requires the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and unwavering respect for Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity along the blue line. Mr. President, we echo the Secretary General's deep concern.
So that's where we are. Now, there is a problem in all of this, not just for the economy and potential of nuclear war and the rest of it. While we are focusing on the disintegration of Trump and trying to somehow get him to wake up and get back on track, got reports on what's happening inside the White House, I can tell you are very accurate. We do have the UN literally invading Europe with millions more per year of military-age men, incredible footage of that all over Europe, Spain, you name it. We have what the Democrats are planning if they get back in power here in the United States. And then we have a contingent of what you call more modern neocon MAGA, Trump's former enemies, literally coming out and saying those of us that are trying to get Trump to stop these disastrous policies for the economy and world peace and for the midterms, we're the traitors. And I see this sophomoric thing constantly where they go, oh, you're kicked off the Trump train. Trump fired you. Ha, you're not in the cool club anymore. What does that even mean? I like Trump because he was better than Democrats. Could care less about Trump liking me or being in some cool club where everything he does is pure genius. We're all supposed to worship it and act like sycophantic idiots. I mean, that's how the Democrats would act when they would say that Joe Biden's, this is the best Joe Biden. He's as smart as he's ever been. He's a total genius. You know, two men can have a baby. All of this cult-like garbage is the reason I've hated the Democrats so much. But here's the good news, and it's the bad news. It's very paradoxical. 80%+, and that's Rasmussen and other various sentiment polls, of independents that voted Republican are now voting Democrat or for another party. Trump swept independents. Under 45 men, he's lost over 40% of them. Unprecedented. Trump's overall approval rating of how he's handling things, 33, the lowest ever, down from 56. So the good news is it's a minority of Republicans that actually buy this garbage and love Mark Levin being the shadow president and the real president being Benjamin Netanyahu and the press secretary being Ben Shapiro. But paradoxically, okay, good, Republicans aren't in a cult. We don't follow leadership when it's doing bad things. We have moral integrity. We supported Trump because he was the vessel that was doing what he was supposed to. A tool. But paradoxically, the fact that it is so unpopular, that's why they're going to lose the midterms. And it's self-inflicted wound. Trump cannot be this stupid. They've been telling him for months this is happening, and he just doesn't care and tells them to shut up. I want to talk about other things. So while we're focused on Trump getting us in this giant war and killing the economy and derailing the Republican majority and all the rest of it, we also have all the scientific reports coming in that major smartphone use literally shrinks the brain and causes brain damage, particularly in the young. Of course they know that. And that all over the Western world, they're bringing in government-forced euthanasia that's murder. And the cashless society social credit score is going in. And it turns out the federal Know Your Customer program pressuring banks and Southwest Airlines and you know, everybody else to take a face scan of you to be able to use their services, that all that data was scooped up and sold and stolen. Got articles on that. So I am paradoxically going to continue to cover what Trump's doing because it's front and center and the most dangerous. But I think pretty much the majority of us, the numbers show that, know this. So I commit to you that we're going to continue to cover all the other big issues. Like Congressman Burchett, who's been given classified briefings, says they got a bunch of alien craft. They've hidden them. They're not letting people see it. They're covering it up. It scared the hell out of you, knew what I knew. It needs to be brought out. I mean, just, I've got those clips. These are new statements he's made. Yeah, and everybody focuses on the TSA where you can opt out of a face scan. You get face scanned by passive cameras up at the ceiling the minute you walk in an airport, okay? For decades. They just want you to opt in to train you for it. But when you get to the airline to get on the plane, it's going in everywhere. They make you face scan to get on. And the point is, you think this is for your security. No, it's for the cashless society system in the future where you can't even leave one foot outside your door if you haven't jumped through all their hoops. That's the UN, and the WF, and the Communist Chinese, and Bill Gates that set up the global standardization's own plan. Again, that's coming up. So let me do this. I want to take a lot of calls over the next 4 hours today, at least the next three, on any subject you want to cover. The war, the decline of Trump. Maybe you agree with me. Maybe you disagree. You've got a nuance. What you think we should do? What you think was going to happen in the midterms? I don't agree with, you know, Nick Fuentes on, well, let's just vote Democrat to punish the Republicans. Most of the Republicans are good people, especially at the state level. The majority are good people in Congress, but it's the leadership that's controlled. We know that. And I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. We should check each candidate, support the people that are, you know, incumbents that are good, primary those that aren't, get more engaged. Look how far we came exposing globalism. Look how far we came with a better Trump before getting so much done. Where would we be if the Democrats had been in the last 8 years, 10 years, the whole time? Look at how the globalist system is so exposed and is getting so much resistance. We've changed the whole ballgame. When it comes to hearts and minds, we're now the majority, know the truth. They got polls out, 80%+ of people don't trust the COVID shots, and they only got a few thousand people take the new one. I mean, this is night and day. We cannot get in our minds that Trump was the change and that Trump was everything, and that, because even if he was true and good, he's 79, about to be 80, he'll be gone soon. So it's healthy to move on from Trump. And again, I don't care if you call yourself a liberal or conservative, whatever it is. Do you really want to live under a robot-controlled cashless society grid? Do you really want a social credit score? Do you really want a universal basic income? Do you really want this future they say they're building that's obsolete for humans? They just declassified that the CIA created Lyme disease at Plum Island off New York with Nazi scientists in the 1950s and purposely released the ticks. I told you that 30 years ago with scientists. We already had documents. Now it's totally confirmed. What type of government pulls crap like that? You know how many people I know who had their lives devastated by Lyme disease? That was it's tick-borne syphilis. That's what it is. They just don't freak you out when they tell you that. Eat your joints, eat your organs, eat your brain. I have family. One of them on a rock climbing thing in Oklahoma about 15 years ago. Great shape, wonderful. Got Lyme disease, didn't know it for about a year, went undiagnosed. By the time it took them 6 months of antibiotics to get rid of it, ate their joints, and had an effect on the brain. Because it's weaponized syphilis. Syphilis will do that to you. Yeah, you don't just get syphilis in the old days from a prostitute. You get rot holes all over your body and bloody holes in your hands. That's the old-fashioned one. Lyme disease is weaponized, so it doesn't show up on the surface as much. It shows up internally. Yep, got the declassification right here. I can spend an hour on that. Just goes to show you, if you think the government was evil back then, or compartmentalized groups of it, imagine how evil it is now. So here is the toll-free number for first-time callers. The first round of callers will be first-time. And then after we go through those calls, it'll be a free-for-all for everybody. But you can talk about any subject, any item, total wild card. But I would particularly like to hear you give me your take on Trump and the rest of it and where you see it's going. We're going to get killed. White House in full panic mode as economic outlook darkens. Mm-hmm. I don't just believe this article. I've been telling you that from my sources. Resignation is Trump's last chance at redemption. The Hill. Alex Jones tells Americans to do one act with a flag to protest unhinged Trump. Let's fly it upside down. Which they tell you is disrespectful. It's not. It means we're in crisis. In distress. Why a Democrat Senate, once unthinkable, is now a real possibility. And this is the numbers coming out, folks. Problematic smartphone use can shrink the brain. FBI Director Cash Patel sues The Atlantic, claiming false reporting about drinking and absences. Well, you can follow his jet and what he does. He goes to party to party to party. Anybody criticizes him, and his girlfriend sue him. You're a public figure, bro. I can't stand The Atlantic. They've lied a lot about me. But we see you at the hockey championship drunk as a skunk. That's okay. I sometimes I do that. The point is you can't just, but the point is it's priorities. What is the FBI director doing when he's a public figure suing people saying he's a drunk? Whether it's true or not. But again, that just shows you where we are. Meanwhile, remember Howard Lutnick? Turned out his son's company signed over to him when he went into office. Bought up all of anybody that would sell of the insurance, Connor Fitzgerald, all of the insurance on companies that had insurance on tariffs, that if the tariffs got reversed, they would get paid back for the cost. And they bought it about 25% on the dollar. Lutnick said, no, this will never be overturned. They believed it, so they sold it to him for 25 cents on the dollar on average. And then Lutnick, even the Supreme Court justice admitted, wrote the tariff wrong. Of course, it sent Trump a letter saying if this had been changed, it was constitutional. But the way the executive orders and things were written, this is the problem. Lutnick knew that. Lutnick sabotaged the tariffs. And now he's going to get tens of billions of dollars. Trump administration to begin refunding $166 billion in tariffs. We got more articles about record insider trading. Always right before Trump makes an announcement, they know when. And remember what Lutnick did? Remember the put options with Buzzy Krongard and the CIA? That was Lutnick and his company. They got hit on 9/11, but he wasn't there. Record put options on United and American. But he wasn't at work that day. He was back at the house next door to Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey was in building 9. He was right next door, building 11. Yeah, they kind of like to throw it in your face, don't they? So here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Or if you're international, have trouble with the toll-free number, 512-646-1776. First time callers, straight ahead. Tons of clips and news. I mentioned some of what's coming out. There is so much more here today. Can a Republican defy Trump and survive? We're about to find out. That's another article. Stay with us and share those live feeds at Roll Off Jones on X and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue, blue, blue. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, they got polls in Israel. The majority of Israelis want a greater Israel. They want half of Lebanon. They want large pieces of the rest of the Middle East. And if they think they can go take it, well, then, you know, that's up to them. But we should not pay for it, and we shouldn't die for it. And so Tucker Carlson recently came out and said that Turkey and Lebanon are next. That's because not just Netanyahu's party, but the other major parties, the other two conservative parties, they make up the majority together, they're openly giving speeches. I played them a few weeks ago here, saying yes. They're even trying to start selling advanced real estate speculative contracts on once it's taken over, who will get first dibs on it. And so they're carpet bombing Christians in Lebanon, 30 plus thousand homes destroyed. And when you tune into the Christian, you know, Zionist channels that are the dominant channels on cable, there's not a damn word about this, except Huckabee got asked about it a month ago by Tucker, saying, so according to your interpretation of Genesis, Israel can have the whole Middle East. And he said, yes, just take it all. You want to see the clip again? Okay. So you go take it all then. And I've seen Netanyahu's deputy and the leaders of the other parties say on Fox News, Turkey is the new enemy after we take down Iran. Well, it's got the biggest conventional military in NATO. And they just worked with Turkey, Israel did a year and a half ago, right before Trump got in, to take down Assad and put Al-Qaeda in. So it's just, it's a disgusting mess. It's a black hole. It's totally insane. And Trump just put on a new Truth Social saying Israel did not tell him to go to war in Iran. Well, Netanyahu comes to Congress like six, seven times a year and says that. He's pressured all the previous presidents he's been in power for 25 years to do it. And they gave Trump the fake intelligence, and that's admitted from the Pentagon and the Israelis. So Trump says this, it's pure crap. Israel never talked to me into the war with Iran, never talked me into the war with Iran. The results of October 7th added to my lifelong opinion that Iran could never have a nuclear weapon, did. I watch and read the fake news pundits and polls and told this belief. 90% of what they say are lies and made-up stories. Yeah, usually are. Usually you were telling the truth before. And the polls are rigged. No, not Rasmussen and others, not your internal ones. And the polls are rigged. I mean, they had Mark Mitchell after he was on the show months ago. They summoned him there to meet with the president. He warned him. And the polls are rigged, much of the 2020 election was rigged. Just like the results of the Venezuela, which the media doesn't like talking about. The results in Iran will be amazing. And if Iran's new leaders, regime change, are smart, Iran can have a great and prosperous future. Wait a minute. Trump said dozens of times the last month. Well, he said it a few days in, so how many days is that? 50-something days. That we've achieved regime change. That's not, the strait is open. No, it's not. I mean, I'm sorry, I just cannot sit here and be part of this. And notice, before Israel invaded Lebanon a month ago, put it back on screen, Huckabee gave them permission. Did Mike Huckabee just greenlight Israel to invade half of the Levant? February 26th. I mean, we are being sleptwalked into this war. And what Trump does is change the story four or five times a day. It's not a war. We already won. The strait's open. Better open, I'll blow you up. I'll end your civilization. He did it again over the weekend. And he's just trying to confuse people. I don't think he's that senile. I think he's demented. I think he's deranged. Because in the past, the media would call Trump a liar. I'd go, look at the policy. It was almost always true. It was easy to back him. And I was getting persecuted for backing him, so he must be good. Here's Tucker Carlson in a breakdown of what's next. Everything he's saying is true because Israel says it. This is the plan. Dragging us into every single conflict and paying for it. Here it is.
This is a longtime Israeli politician, leader, Naftali Bennett, explaining Israel's next step. Here's where they're going next. Watch.
A new Turkish threat is emerging. I want to be very clear. Turkey and Qatar have gained influence in Syria, are seeking influence elsewhere and everywhere throughout the region. And from here, I warn, Turkey is the new Iran. Erdogan is sophisticated, dangerous, and he seeks to encircle Israel. We can't close our eyes again.
He's sophisticated and dangerous. It's hardly an endorsement of Erdogan or Erdogan, the Turkish leader, hardly an endorsement of him to say when Bennett says he's dangerous, what he really means is he's sovereign. We can't tell him what to do. We don't fully control him. We can influence him, and it's clear that Israel and Turkey did have some kind of relationship in the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in Syria last year, just to guess. But the real problem with Turkey is that it can't be controlled, so it is therefore a threat to Israel. And again, not attacking Israel. That's true. That is true. In the same sense that when we have hostile leaders in big countries in our hemisphere, it really bothers us. And sometimes we kill them, regime change them. And we make up this whole, no, it's really important. The people of country X need to be free. But really, we need to be unconstrained because we're a great power. That's what it is. It's important to say this, not to allege some sort of dark conspiracy by the Israelis, but to explain that it's not unusual at all. It's the most usual thing in the world. What's unusual is to live in a country that is so controlled, whose media environment is so precisely constructed to keep you from knowing anything that matters, from seeing the most obvious things, and that it has been constructed, not a conspiracy theory, over the course of many, many years to keep you from not knowing. Barry Weiss may run CNN. Whoever thought that would happen? Okay, now. But the, you know, the point of these moves is to, in the media, is to control the way things are described so you can't see things clearly and to muddy the conversation with anti-Semitism, the Nazis. No, no, this is classic great power competition and we just can't see it because we have been so thoroughly propagandized. We think that this is some sort of like effort to liberate somebody. It's not. But then the question becomes like, what is our role in this? So now that we know, and by the way, it's perilous that we know. And one of the reasons I almost didn't do this, not that I'm like saying anything that isn't obvious, it's all very obvious, but to say it out loud does not make things more stable. In other words, once you have a war going on and everybody knows that it's not being waged on behalf of the people who are dying in it or the families they leave behind, then, you know, things don't get more stable. So, and no one wants to add to the present instability, but I just think it's important to know the truth and to know what our leaders have planned because, as you already know, they lie and they have no scruples at all. Thanks for watching. You can go to TuckerCarlson.com for our entire library of everything we've done, and we hope you will. You've appealed to Genesis. Genesis 15 says it's Abram, it's pre-Abraham, it's Abram, receives from God the news that his descendants will inherit the land, and you tell me as the theologian if I'm getting this wrong, but from the Euphrates to the Nile. I think that's right. And that would include like basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant, so that would be Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. It would also be big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It would be, I mean.
I'm not sure it would go that far. I mean, it would be a big piece of land, but here's the point.
It would be a lot of places that are now countries. That
but this particular area that we're talking about now, Israel, is a land that God gave through Abraham to a people that he chose. It was a people, a place, and a purpose. We can look at it that way. Christian Zionism. I want to go back because that's where we started on
this. I'm not going to let you off on this because you have
go
said
ahead.
It three times
okay.
that God gave this land
yeah.
to this people. And so it is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times.
Mm-hmm.
And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
So Israel is not just controlling our foreign policy. They're trying to get full control of the media, even more control of domestic policy to ensure on their flank, their takeover of the Middle East, and to make sure we join them in this. So this is the new world war being set up. We were supposed to pivot to deal with China. Nope, sorry. Israel says China can do whatever it wants. You work for us. It's a big deal. It's like you're tied down on the railroad tracks, and here comes the big train towards you. We need to get off these tracks. So that's why I played those two clips, because I just wanted to back up what I was saying and show you the actual individuals admitting it. And if you talk about it, well, you're just anti-Jewish. What? Tucker is absolutely right. This is how big empires operate, and Israel is acting like an empire because it controls, to a great extent, the United States. And Trump did not let Netanyahu run us in the first administration. And that was a good thing. And he followed through on not having a bunch of wars. So I trusted him because in the past he did such a great job, comparatively. Now that's not the case. And I could spend the rest of the hour just reading this Wall Street Journal article, and you're like, oh, I heard all that from you. Yeah. I don't just know this is an accurate article because I trust the Wall Street Journal. No, it's because I know and have gotten very similar information from people that are there. And the majority of people there are freaked out because just from a political perspective, they know they're going to be out of power. And a lot of them are actually moral and think this is wrong. But Israel is going for it all right now through our government. But then we also have another clip. Yeah, let's play that in a moment. Of Trump saying, we struck Iran to defend Israel. So he's saying Israel has nothing to do with it, but we did it for Israel. You have the head of the ADL a few weeks ago saying, if you say this war was for Israel, you're anti-Semitic. We want to come after you and silence you and use the same energy we used on Hamas with exploding pagers. That's a quote. It's a threat. I can't believe he said that. Jonathan Greenblatt. I mean, it's just wild. It's crazy. And then Congressman Massey and other individuals got within one vote of repealing Trump's war powers, which he's operating without, or invoking the war powers over Trump, which Congress is supposed to have control of the power of the purse and to declare a full war. This is a full war. And I noticed all over the place over the weekend, oh, they're traitors, arrest them. They're trying to have a coup over Trump's military power. No, it's in the Constitution. Now, the Russians shot missiles at us. Trump can, you know, he has the authority to defend against them, things like that. Things like that. But he doesn't have the power to take us into a full war. Remember, he ran against that as well. Yeah, so here's President Trump on going to war to protect Israel. Here it is.
This is very important, and we're doing very well on the war front, to put it mildly, I would say. Somebody said, on a scale of 10, where would you rate it? I said about a 15. And we're going to continue to do well. We have the greatest military in the world by far. And that was a tremendous threat to us for many years. 47 years they've been killing our people and killing people from all over the world. And I think we have great support. And I think if we didn't do it first, they would have done it to Israel and give us a shot if that was possible. And if we didn't terminate the worst deal, one of the worst deals ever made, the Obama nuclear deal, I call it the Obama nuclear deal, where he gave everything to Iran, including a nuclear weapon. It was a road to a nuclear weapon. Bad things would have happened 4 years ago because they would have had a weapon 4 years ago if I didn't terminate that deal.
And Israel did strike first when Trump decided to put it off again. That's declassified. That's public. They did drag us into it. But now he's put Truth Social out saying that's not the case because it's embarrassing to him that he's not in charge. Just like when he said, Israel, do not attack Lebanon anymore. And they keep attacking. In fact, they intensified the attacks. That's a fact. All right, I want to go to your phone calls at the end of the hour, right through the next few hours with other news. Get your take on this and any other topics or subjects. Remember, we don't screen your calls other than you got a clean phone line where you're calling from. I'm going to agree, disagree, whatever. And sometimes I just say any topic. So that's one of these days. We get some weird calls, some really cool calls when we do this. But it's fun to do, so we're doing it here today. Before we go any further, I'm going to make announcements in the next few days that are detailed on this. But barring a miracle, InfoWars will close in 9.5 days on the 30th of April. And starting May 1st, the Alex Jones Network will fire up. Same time slot, radio stations, satellites, stations all know. It's going to be pretty seamless. We'll have a new news site we're going to be announcing and a lot more. And even though in federal and state court, the bad guys never even got the right to have InfoWars or get the building, the judge has ordered a receiver to not let us pay the bills and to close us. They don't have the balls to actually say you're closed. They're just turning the electricity, the rent. It's all being, a lot of it's already been turned off, just they haven't turned off the internet yet, even though it hadn't been paid in weeks. We could shut down before then, but I chose that date so that it's somewhat seamless, hopefully, of the 30th. Well, really, because a bunch of bills are due on the 1st. We're not authorized to pay them. We have the money. And whatever little bit of money is in InfoWars will then be handed over to the receiver. It's not much, but enough to pay the bills. And then everything goes to the Alex Jones Network, which I don't own, so they can't shut it down. So thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bigley, and it finances and owns the Alex Jones Network and the same crew, same everything. We plan to even expand after that, now that they won't be able to jack with us as much. They'll still mess with me, but that's fine. This is all seamless. It's all about board. With all their fake judgments against me, the Texas Supreme Court's already signaled they're going to overturn it. They're going to be in big trouble when that happens because they'll owe all these huge damages foreclosing us. That's why they won't officially order it closed. They got more sophisticated. They're just turning off the internet, the electricity, the rent, everything else, effectively shutting us down. But that still won't stand in court. Okay? And we're going to do injunctions and go after them in court. You know, who knows what will happen later. But you've already seen them do fake auctions and close us and turn the internet off and close us and announce that Bloomberg's Onion owned us. And, that was almost 2 years ago. So, but they put us in checkmate, turning the internet, the power, and not paying the landlord. Landlord was here this morning with people looking at the building. Been here almost 17 years. So we've survived a lot. People that have a normalcy bias and think, well, it's, and God's come through so many times. If God wants this place to stay open, some miracle will happen. But the InfoWar lives forever. A website name, something like that means nothing. It's a generic term meaning a war on free your mind. We're all InfoWarriors. The InfoWar will continue on the Alex Jones Network. We are InfoWarriors. It is an InfoWar. But we've never given up. We've never backed down. So it is essential to go to the alexjonesstore.com. And I saw this new sale they're doing, because I don't tell them what to do, but I can have some sway. There's a lot of InfoWars apparel. And just in case they win in court down the road, when we do the switchover, we're going to stop selling stuff that says InfoWars on it. We're going to say stuff that's InfoWarrior, InfoWarrior, that's all fine. But stuff with InfoWars is not going to be sold anymore until we either win this or whatever happens in court. So this is your last chance, potentially, to ever get original InfoWars shirts, the InfoWars line. And I can tell you the average shirt costs them $14 to make. I noticed today all InfoWars apparel is $14. Well, we need to raise funds to operate the new network. So I'm going to call them today after the show. I'm going to say, hey, let's sell the old InfoWars gear for regular price or even more as a fundraiser, not sell it at cost because then no funds come in. But I see what they're doing. They want to get rid of stuff that's there, but I haven't really been promoting it. I believe if we promote this and explain this, we'll be able to sell it for full price, which we need to make some money. But right now is your opportunity to get it for $14 a shirt. I think that's a little bit below cost. It's like an XXL is more than 14 bucks. The average cost is like $14 and change. So that is literally a loss leader. Just to get those out the door, it's historic. Get yours now. 65% off all InfoWars products. InfoWars is ending at the end of the month or that configuration. So everything is moving. All supplies last. Right now, 65% off all InfoWars products. That means apparel for just $14. Shop now. There's all sorts of stuff that has InfoWars on it as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the InfoWars cooler bundle is selling out. A lot of cool stuff, sunglasses in it, and more. But the big thing you want is Last Chance Ultra Methylene Red, complements Methylene Blue. It's a proprietary product. Mitochondrial energy, mental clarity and focus, synaptic growth, and long-term brain resilience. This is such a strong formula. It's a huge bottle. It's twice the size of Methylene Blue. And it's amazing, and it's a bestseller, but despite that, it's 72% off. That is below cost for people to subscribe. Then it locks in at that price, cancel any time with one click. So that's just to get people to try it, but on the fence. It is amazing. So thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And these deals are so insane, I'm going to call them at the end of the show and say, kill these deals. Okay, because that is just absolutely bonker town to be selling everything at below cost. Maybe they're paranoid that they're I'm gonna go off the air. Or this is like panic stuff. I'm about panicking. I'm mad at them. It's just bizarre. I mean, that's how That's how good that deal is, folks. But the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, all of it is incredible. These are the very best products, and they will change your lives in a big, big, big way. And it keeps this broadcast on the air. All of these products really work. They're amazing, and they fund this operation. And people are going to freak out when InfoWars shuts down because, you know, we survived so many attacks. I have, like, people I work with and family, and they go, hey, was all that really real? Was that really? You mean when the federal courts and all that happened? Yeah, it's all real. And the fact that we fought so hard and fought so long is a testament to listeners supporting us and the power of prayer. So pray for InfoWars that something miraculous happens. But trust in God, but row away from the rocks, as Hunter S. Thompson would say. The better one saying is, pray to God, but, you know, tie up your camel. You don't just, oh, God will plant the crops, and God will take care of my kids, and God will. No, you do the right thing, you pray to God, and then God takes you that extra mile, that extra step, that bridge across. But you are the InfoWar. So get these limited edition shirts now while you still can. The InfoWars classic 1776 line is a particular special edition with 1776 on the right shoulder. And this is your last chance to get that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But I'm telling you, if you haven't had the methylene blue, you're insane. If you haven't had the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, you are nuts. We have a 90%+ reorder on those. Nobody has that because they work so good. But in closing, before we start the next hour and go to your calls, I really want to ask you to do is this. I will soon announce the new news site. I will announce a whole bunch of very interesting things that are very important, and I need you to hit your whole email list, your text message list, your Facebook, your X, your Instagram, in person, your business, whatever, the new URL to find the show. And obviously, you can go to Real Alex Jones on X, you can go to Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. All that will have the new show on it. It'll all be right there. But your word of mouth is so essential that we can continue to be tomorrow's news today. But every day, when you get excited about the clips and share them, when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X with a backup at AJN Live from Alex Jones Network at AJN Live, just AJN and Live on X. When you follow us on Rumble, when you follow us on X, when you support with your prayer and your word of mouth and financially, it changes the world. So I want to salute you all and thank you. We could not do any of this without you. But there is a fundraiser right now because this is going to continue to keep us on the air, and it's going to be more important than ever. And then on May 30th, I think I'll go to late in the night, and we sign off on that Thursday and then come back the next Friday. You'll see. Yes. 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 All the bad guys really are still coming after us.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Keep drinking the fluoride water. Take all the vaccines. Drink out of the bisphenol A plastic. Just trust government. Do whatever it says. You do what you're told by scumbag government owned by foreign banks. Teaching us we have to listen to them and put up with all their garbage and suck their boots whenever they say it. As they suck off on us through their taxes and all their regulations and all their bugging their eyes out at us and cops strutting around everywhere trying to intimidate the public. This isn't what a free country looks like. It's what a rat-infested third world cesspit looks like. You guys aren't protecting America. You're helping deep six it for the traitor bankers that have taken over this country. And I'm sick of it.
Gary! Oh, Jen, I've got a real problem.
What's your problem, Amy?
I've got all this money, and I don't know what to do with it.
You are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
So, last segment I was breaking down how the federal courts wouldn't let the Democrats criminally shut us down, so they had the state court order the electricity and internet shut off. They're already starting to turn it off. We may make it to April 30th, I'm not sure, but that's the date when we know after that things are shutting down. They have the landlords here literally eyeing us, saying, yeah, I got to get out soon, this morning. So it could happen sooner. I mean, this is crazy. But 9 days away, 9.5 days. But notice Trump's Truth Social Friday attacked me again. It's easy. Tucker's low IQ person, always easy to beat, and highly overrated. So are Megyn Kelly Gannis, really dumb and mentally ill, and bankrupt Alex Jones, who's completely fried. There are others also. So Trump knows it's Paul Weiss Law Firm that ran the lawsuits against him and against me. They did a $40 million settlement with him and admitted it was illegal. Remember 6 months ago, Todd Blanche killed the criminal investigation and what they were doing to me. He shut down Ed Martin. So Trump has joined with the Democrats to shut us down. And I haven't really shot a report on this yet, but I'm going to do it the next few days. It has all the details and all the proof and the documents in it. And that the CIA, FBI ran all this, came out in court in our depositions, that Trump signed on to the deep state closing us and is bragging about it. So, even when Todd Blanche killed the investigation into what happened to us, I didn't go after Trump then. I said, man, Todd Blanche is terrible. Hope he fires him. No, he's just made him the attorney general now from deputy attorney general. But that's just icing on the cake about the difference of the way Trump is. People are like, you attacked Trump, so he attacked you. What I said, the war's a lie. It's not going to get won quickly, if ever. The Iranians will close the strait. The Israelis lied to him. That's all admitted. Joe Kidd's not a traitor for telling the truth. Tulsi Gabbard wasn't a traitor. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him that, too. He's not a traitor. He's doing his job. But no, it wasn't I attacked Trump. I just said Trump was wrong. Then he attacked me even more. But his administration attacked me, killing the investigation into the DOJ, funding the Democrat Party, Paul Weiss Law Firm lawsuits against us, and running the whole operation. And they came into my bankruptcy, and the Paul Weiss Law Firm directed all that with the U.S. Trustee's Office. And remember, they had the judge ordered an auction, and they wouldn't have a real auction. They gave it to Bloomberg and The Onion. Remember all that? Remember all that? And it turned out the U.S. trustee, DOJ lawyer for the DOJ, was under criminal investigation for living with a bankruptcy judge, Judge Jones, while she was directing that we be closed illegally. That came out. We learned about that after, a year later. I mean, this is just incredible corruption we've been targeted with. And now they've gotten smart. Now they're not going to have a rigged auction for themselves. No, no. Now they're just ordering the state trustee to close the internet, the power, and the rent to do that. And that's where we are. So it's like unplugging grandma. You unplug her, takes a day or two for her to die. And yeah, they got the CEO of The Onion, financed by Michael Bloomberg, bragging, oh, the one thing I want on earth is InfoWars. I'm still going to get it. Yeah. Well, we're still in court fighting them. They don't even get this when we close. They haven't won that in court. But they're using the activist judge and the receiver she put in to just turn off the internet and the power. Unbelievable. But you want an update? There it is. There's going to be more to tell ones in the days to come, with all the documents and more. Stay with me. Back in 60 seconds. Andrew, you're up as the first caller. Stay with us.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80, we're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, resisting tyranny worldwide. All right, let's go to your phone calls, and then interspersed with all that, massive UAP, UFO, alien suppression, according to high-level members of Congress that have seen the classified information, hidden craft, you name it, it's all starting to come out. We've got a lot of big movements inside the DOJ, a lot of big movements with the ongoing UN replacement migration invasions that are going on. But front and center are Wall Street Journal reports and others that I confirm are accurate. You've heard me say all this already. But the White House is in total crisis mode over the lowest approval rating Trump's ever had, the worst numbers for the midterms. Now I think they're going to lose the Senate as well. No prosecutions of the deep state. No real prosecution of high-level election fraud. But Cash Patel went on TV over the weekend. He said, I promise imminent prosecutions. Boy, we've been hearing that forever, haven't we? So let's talk to Andrew and then Jason, Ken, Lane, Robert, Dave, Austin, Van, Kathy, Blaze, and others. Thanks for holding, Andrew. In Texas, you're on the air. You asked the question, do you think Trump will be impeached in the House? What do you think?
Yeah, so it's all headed that way. I don't know that we could even kind of, being a Republican side, that we could get the majority in the House or the Senate. So I think that's a no-go. I think he's going to be impeached. But my thing is, the back and forth stuff, it's almost like, you know, the confusion that he continues to add to these tweets. It's one thing and then it's another thing. It's almost not dementia. It's almost, you know, when you get frontal lobe injury and when you've had a concussion and you tend to have those, what's the word I'm looking for? Where you're just all over the place. It looks like, I don't think he's got dementia, Alex. It looks like he's been hit the head. I mean, I love the guy, but damn, he's confusing the heck out of all of us. And then also, Alex, before I leave, hey, if you do decide to go off the air and they forced us off, could you do all the old intros? You remember the one intro that you said? It's not a left or a right thing. And just all the old stuff, man. Can you just bring that back so that we could, like, you know, get a bit of a nostalgia? Love you, buddy.
Yeah, I got to have the crew find all the nostalgia stuff. That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, dude. I'd love it. What do you think, though? What are you thinking? Do you think the guy's gotten hit in the head a lot? What's the deal?
Well, I mean, he's 79. He sleeps 2 hours a night. Okay. And he's been given a lot of disinformation by people that kiss his ass, people that tell him the truth he gets mad at, which is the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies. He's literally ignoring them. That's all confirmed. Right. And so he keeps doubling down on Iran. Behind the scenes, he's very upset about it. I'll get to some of those articles coming up. And they know this is killing the economy. They know this is derailing things. But to answer your question, and I appreciate your call, will they impeach him? Well, if the Democrats take control of the House in 7 months, Of course, they will indict him. Now, the media spins that the last two times they impeached him like it's a full impeachment. No, they just indict you in the House. Then there's supposed to be a trial in the Senate. But every time they're about to have a trial, there was no evidence of Russiagate, no evidence of Ukraine stuff, no evidence of any of that. No evidence of, you know, J6 stuff. Trump wasn't involved. He said, go peacefully there. I was part of it. Supposed to lead the march. Trump was supposed to go speak at a stage we had set up behind the, or by the Supreme Court, right behind the Capitol. Boy, how things have changed since then, huh? 5.5 years ago. Seems like yesterday. Also a millennia. 1,000 centuries, really. 10,000 years. But, of course, they will indict him in the House. You can guarantee that if they win the House, which looks like it's a sure thing right now, unless Trump totally changed course, I think it would bounce back if he did. End of the war. We had some major indictments of globalists. You know, we saw something like that. Yeah. But I don't see that changing. He's very more pig-headed than ever now and against his own supporters. They're loyal to the actual platform that he ran on. And people say, oh, you're an idiot. Why'd you trust him? He did what he said the first time, not perfectly, but you know, not a bunch of new big wars. I mean, he was better Supreme Court justices then. I mean, it was a lot better. But here's the rest of the story. If they win the Senate, and the numbers are showing they got a good chance of it, yes, they will have a trial for the war, for the insider trading, for all the Bitcoin crap. Because Trump last week, remember, or a week and a half ago, promised every person in the administration, down to low-level people, total immunity, blanket pardons. So dangerous. First time that ever happened was Biden. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card. And so they know this is coming. That's why I don't think it is dementia. More like just being crazed, demented, but not quite dementia. So he's not stupid. He knows what he's doing. He's going to lose the midterms. Again, what was it? 3-4 months ago, Mark Mitchell's on the show. The vice president sees it. He calls Mark Mitchell. Mark talks about it. You know, it's another great show. We'd like you to come to the White House and give us a briefing on that because he's the most respected pollster. And he goes there and does a 3-hour presentation to Susie Wiles, J.D. Vance, others. Trump comes in for about 45 minutes, and they explain to him that where his numbers were going down and what he should do. You know, no more Iran stuff. Release more Epstein stuff. What was the other stuff? Oh, bring back Doge. And Trump said, okay, very interesting, and left. But they were like, oh, please, Mark, when he comes in, please convince him. And now you've seen Wiles say this stuff publicly, and you've seen the articles coming out where they're trying to get to him through the news. Because if you say it to him yourself, he starts screaming at you. And that's in the Wall Street Journal articles and others. So, again, I don't just believe the Wall Street Journal. I've been told this exact stuff by the people. I mean, just a month ago, the war was just a few weeks old, and Tucker had one of his last phone calls with Trump for like 45 minutes to an hour. Trump calls him, or did call him all the time. And Tucker's like, the Pentagon tells you this is going to fail. See, we're already a few weeks into this, sir, you got to get out. He goes, it'll turn out all right, it always does. And Tucker said, well, I got to tell you, you're wrong. And this is not what we voted you for. And then Trump came out against Tucker. So this is serious business, folks. And all these Trump supporters with their wishful thinking, they're the minority of Trump supporters, but they're still there, a big chunk, are just like, you're traitors, you're scum, you're an Iranian agent, shut up, Trump's invincible, you'll see, you'll watch, you'll know. And every time he announces the Strait is open, every time he announces Iran totally gave up, see the genius, Jones, the war turned out great, you're an idiot. Day later, it's hours later, it's all never happened. It's like he's feeding them imaginary victories and they're loving it. It's absolutely cuckoo. All right, let's go to Lane in Arizona on Iran. Thanks for holding, Lane. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I don't agree with this war in Iran whatsoever. But I think, you know, a lot of us need to have a little bit more faith in Trump and his team. I mean, like, what would happen if all your listeners treated you the same way you're treating Trump every time your predictions don't come true? Like, you know, I feel like you've said for years, I can talk to Trump anytime I want. But then you're calling for the 25th Amendment and saying, I'm only doing it to get his attention. So it's like, which is it, you know? And I'm a longtime caller or listener, you know, so I'm not doing this to attack you or anything. But
I don't mind. Go ahead.
And, like, now you're calling him demented and deranged. And, like, I just think there's a better way maybe to go about. And not just you, as far as, like, Candace Owens, Tucker, all of them, you know. I think there's a better way. We got to keep us all together. We're, like, you know, there's like a, they call it like a civil war in the, you know, conservative Republican circles and all that. So that's pretty much what I think. I agree with you. I don't think the war is good at all. I don't think we ever should have gone there. But I think we do need to have a little bit more faith in Trump. We did vote for him. He is our leader. We do have to stand by him. I mean, it hasn't gone completely terrible just yet. Not been going great for sure, but it ain't, you know. So that's just my thoughts. And
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let me respond to what you said. I had Kyle Serafin on, who's batting about 1,000 a few weeks ago, and he said he heard Patel could be fired as early as today. The headline was not Patel will be fired today. It was he could be fired as early as today. I had other sources that said Trump was about to fire Gabbard that day. He called Roger Stone up later. It was confirmed by the president, and Roger talked him out of it. So just because something's about to happen doesn't mean we can't stop it from happening. Now, it's all over the news today that Patel is on the chopping block. I don't know if that's going to happen. But in general, okay, our Serafin's like 99% accurate. But he didn't say he will be fired. He said there's a very good chance. That was a few weeks ago, and Trump's holding back. I believe Patel will be fired. But we'll see. But when I make an absolute prediction, I say this is a prediction. When I say it looks like this, that's not a prediction. When I say I think that's the way this is going, like I think the Iran won't fall in 4 days. I think they'll hold on for a long time. I think they'll block the Strait of Hormuz. Well, did that happen? So right before, you know, somebody gets fired, there's all these articles against Patel today. Will he be gone today? I'm not saying he's gone today. I think there's a very good chance he's gone this week. We don't know. That's called saying it looks like this. That's not a prediction. Now, you say we've got to stay as one team. Well, Trump has told us the new team is all the never-Trumpers. Lindsey Graham, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, all the neocons that fought him and were against him and called him, all these things, are now singing his praises. They're literally agents of a foreign power. So don't think about this as just defending Trump, but it also helps him. He doesn't want to get impeached. He doesn't want to get convicted in the Senate. He doesn't want to get removed. And if they get the House and Senate, it's going to happen. If they get the House, they will indict him. It'll fail in the Senate. That's just a fact. That's what they've done every time they're in power, and Trump's in there. So past behavior is the most indicative thing of future behavior. That's just how the world works. Now, I mean, Trump may have sold out to him behind the scenes so bad, maybe they don't impeach him. They just leave him in there like a crazy man. But I don't think that's the case. They want power. They want power now. And they're going to pack the Supreme Court, everything else. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. I mean, this is a disaster. So I appreciate the caller, nice caller. I don't mind you disagreeing with me on something. But I think the substance of what you said was not overall accurate in where I stand on this. I wanted Trump to succeed. I wanted the deep state removed. I wanted indictments of the globalists. We haven't seen that. And a Democrat Party lawyer in the Southern District of New York, that's the headquarters of the left's lawfare, he's in control of the DOJ, and Trump is praising the Democrat lawfare against me and the fake judgments and all of it to take me off the air. And I'm sure when we go off the air on the 30th, and they're acting like it's a big victory. Not if you tell everybody about the new Alex Jones Network, which people are going to know about. I think we pretty much won't miss a step as long as you support us. May even make us bigger. But the point is, because it's InfoWars, just a name. I'm the host, my crew, the other host. We intend to expand. That's why it's important to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Support the broadcast. All right. Because you're the real factor. You're the variable. You decided the dog hunts. I salute you and thank you. Austin in Tennessee, you're on the air. Iran war, future of InfoWars. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Glad to be speaking to you, man. Hope you're doing all right.
Pretty good, brother.
Hey, I did just want to make a couple comments. So I appreciate the update on the InfoWars future. I'm glad to hear you're fighting them till the end. I'm looking forward to the new site and everything coming out. Just a suggestion. So I know, like, when you've been on vacation, you know, these past few weeks, like, you kind of had different guests fill in and stuff like that. And you've mentioned, too, like, when you transition to this new site and everything, you're going to be taking more of a news director type of role. And I really hope that you're still able to do your show for maybe a couple hours a day. You know, not to kiss your ass or anything, but no one does it like you, man. No one tells the news like you and has your insight and everything. And you know, when we hear some of these guys, like Harrison Ford, he's great. I like listening to him. Even your son Rex and his other guy he has, they're really good. Some of these guest hosts though, like Gavin and even Matt Bracken sometimes, like they're just hard to listen to, you know, and I really enjoy your take on it. You know, when we go like a week without hearing you, man, it's like, you know, you can even see like in your band that video, like your views are usually way less, you know, unless you're in there. So I really hope that you plan to have some time where you're in, you know, in front and center stage and able to, you know.
Well, let me answer your question on that, and then we'll go to Iran. So let me answer your question. That's why I need to make a specific announcement on everything, but I've been pretty clear. I'm going to continue the exact same show. It'll just be called The Alex Jones Show. Okay? So, I mean, it's the same satellite, same system. It's a different news site and different studio. Okay, so I'm not going anywhere. And in fact, we're going to add a bunch of new shows as we expand out, as we build. When I say I'm the news director, I will not be the owner of the new thing. I have $1.5 billion judgment on me, fake thing. We're fighting it, but it doesn't matter. They can't stop me having a job and being on air, and then I will be involved picking who are hosts, what's going on. Harris is great. My son was just filling in, does a great job. I wanted to be on air. He's been on air off and on since he was 10 years old. Brown Morello, whenever Owen quit, I said, hey, can you fill in while we get a new host? He said, yeah, I can do 2 months. She has her own show, her own thing she does. 6 months in, she said, okay, you know, I'm going to move on to my, you know, what I was doing. She wants to come back and be a consultant and help us be a reporter and things. So we're going to do that. And she probably wants to do a weekend show or something in the future. No, I intend to, as the news director, have us live once we get this going. It'll take some time, but within 6 months to a year, it'll build 5 a.m. to midnight, 19 hours a day. Okay. And mainly lots of 1 hour hard hitting live news shows where they come in with the latest breaking news, analysis, a quick guest, and then a, you know, report or, you know, some other big issue they're covering. Hard hitting hour long, shows with 2 minutes of ads at the start and like, you know, two minutes in the middle or something. Or like 4 minutes of ads an hour. So it's going to be more TV geared, internet geared. I will still do a talk radio style show that talk radio can pick up as well that has the clock with like 7 minutes of ads an hour. We just skip our network ads. The normal radio show or TV network show would have 14 minutes. We don't run our network ads. When you hear us run our ads, that's just because the local station is running its ads over it. Okay? Other talk radio doesn't have 7 minutes ads an hour. They have 14 on average or more. So this is, and we're still on hundreds and hundreds of affiliates. Right? Talk radio is still huge. I'm not going anywhere. Down the road, I may go to, well, I will. I'm going to go to 3 hours a day, and then I'm going to do, for subscriptions or something, an hour after that with special guests and breaking news, probably. But we're going to have all sorts of stuff. We're going to have a newsroom where we just pop in with live stuff. So rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, to quote Mark Twain or to quote John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, when his ship was sinking but tied up to in a big battle with a British ship over twice the size of twice the men. They hailed over on the bullhorn. They didn't have batteries back then, but, you know, big bullhorn, you know, big cone, metal cone. You know, give up, surrender. And he said, surrender, I've not yet begun to fight. So the media is going to run around and call this a victory. They already are. You know, it's all going to blow up in their face. And we're not going anywhere as long as you support us. So yeah, I will continue to do my show. We have all these other great talk show hosts that want to be on. I mean, you name it, they all want to be on this new thing. But we have to get the new thing stabilized, get the crew transferred over, get everything working good, finish up the bigger studio, and then move forward. So that's the plan. But we stopped the American Journal just for now because I needed the extra crew we have to just be ready, getting everything else ready. So we're all hands on deck for this. Starting May 1st, you go to X, you go to Rumble, you're all over. You'll see the new news site. You'll see the feeds. The radio stations you're listening to right now, you won't miss a beat. Same format, same everything. They've all been known. They all know about the new satellite. They're already dialed, ready over to get it. It's all been done. And we hope it makes it to the first because, I mean, literally, they're not paying the rent right now. They're not paying the bills because the money's there, but I have a Texas court receiver over it. And then they're just smothering us like a, you know, baby with a pillow. You know, they're like, quietly, you know, the Godfather where he like goes in to kill the guy with a pillow. I mean, it's just, let's quietly do this. They're a lot smarter this time. And so that's where we're at. So I hope that answers your question. What was your point about the Iran war? Go ahead.
You know, I appreciate you answering that. So when it comes to the Iran war, you know, there is a lot of things going on, like with the naval blockade and stuff. And I think Trump's really trying hard to end it quickly. You know, like you were saying in these past shows, I think he has realized he was kind of led into this and it was more of a trap scenario. But for me, I just, you know, I want it to end quick. I mean, we're in it now, so we just got to finish it and, you know, do what we can. And I'm hoping the economy can bounce back, you know, because I'm trying to buy a house and you know, it's hard with everything going up in cost. So hopefully this wraps up soon. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you. Yeah, since I mentioned it, and we're going to break back with more calls, let me just show you a few of these headlines I've been mentioning. You should go read these articles because these are actually accurate. See, before the corporate media had to lie because Trump was doing such a great job, now they don't have to lie. Notice suddenly Saturday Night Live is funny. The Daily Show is funny. They weren't funny before because when you're lying, it's not funny. Truth is in very indicative to humor or satire. You can juxtapose clips of Trump saying, we've won, it's over, they capitulated, the Strait of Hormuz is open, we have regime change. Open the strait. I'll blow you all off the map. Yeah. It's ridiculous, folks. Behind Trump's public bravado on war, he grapples with his own fears. Very important, accurate article. I've been told this exact same stuff by high-level folks, probably the same people. Strait of Hormuz traffic is at a standstill again. That's today. Crude exploding in price. Last night, U.S. seizes Iranian vessel trying to get past naval blockade in Gulf of Oman and are seeing what's on board. We got a bunch of other articles. The Iranians are now in control of the strait. Let me show you some of these articles, too, dealing with that. They're like going, wow, with their speedboats and artillery and missiles, they can stop any ships they want. Yeah, you can try to blow up those installations, but they just move around their troops. They got 100-1 the troops we got in the area. Okay? So it doesn't matter. They can sink any damn ship they want. We're going to get killed. White House in full-blown panic mode as economic outlook darkens over the war. Got a bunch of other articles on that. But let's go to break and come right back with Van, Kathy, Blaze, Jason, and everybody else straight ahead. Justin. Whatever you do, listening on local stations or on the internet, share those feeds, share those links now. You've got all the power. You're not the tail. You're the whole damn wolf. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
For as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and...
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasShow.com to get T3 now available. And methylene blue at DallasShow.com.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are taking your phone calls here today on this war that is 50 plus days old. Are we like 52 days into this? And everything we predicted about the Strait of Hormuz being closed, and Trump goes, well, I'll close it myself. That'll show you. It's just all made up. Where's the exit point? Where do we go here? Well, it's being reported, according to my sources, and it's also in the Wall Street Journal and other publications, that Trump behind the scenes is freaked out, doesn't know what to do, but has now gotten to the point where he just doesn't want to hear about it. And every few days, he'll reissue the same statement. I'll destroy all your power plants, and I'll destroy all of your bridges, and I'll destroy everything else if you don't open the Strait of Hormuz. Or if you don't do a deal. And they go, okay, we'll talk about doing a deal. Okay, but Israel can't attack us anymore, or Lebanon. Okay, I told Israel not to. They will not do it. They told me. Israel increases the attacks. And we're just supposed to sit here and watch this idiocy, the opposite of diplomacy? Israel's making a fool out of Trump and America. Iran's launched drone strikes in retaliation for U.S. seizures of ships. Iran launched drones against U.S. warships in the Gulf of Oman in retaliation for the seizure of an Iranian cargo ship, according to state media. Yeah, they can launch attacks all over the region. They can fire a ballistic missile from 700 miles away and go right into the top of a $500 million radar dome. We only have six of those in the world. Iran on Sunday launched drones against U.S. warships in the Gulf of Oman, retaliation for the seizure of a cargo ship, according to state-run Iranian news. Now they're saying three more tanker ships have been hit. We'll continue to track all of that as it unfolds. Let's hurry through your calls, though. They're very informative and interesting, thought-provoking. Van in Arizona, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Yeah, I had a list of things I wanted to mention. I wasn't going to try to talk about Israel, but I think we're going to have to tie everything into Israel.
I mean, how do you not talk about Israel? If the Russians were in control of our foreign policy and trying to take control of our domestic, it's all I talk about. I mean, everyone knows I don't have a hard-on for Israel, but now I do because the group over there is literally the stereotype, you know, crap I've heard. It's a damn nightmare.
Yeah, I think it starts with money and politics. We need to get money out of politics. I think that's the detriment of our society. We're allowing the money to control these congressional candidates. They're not even in there doing their job. They're on the phone trying to collect money from their donors. We also have a godless society. This American Bible Church in America, these people don't even know what they're worshiping. I was going to a church with my wife, for instance. I'm not going to mention the church's name, but it's here in Central Phoenix, North Central Phoenix, and right along the freeway. I mean, everybody who drives down the I-17 can see it. But this church, every other sermon was about Israel. And we stopped going because my wife doesn't stand for the war. I don't stand for the war. I'm anti-war, been that way for a very long time since Iraq. You know, we can't even go to our church anymore. We've converted to Catholicism. You know, we were stuck in between. Do we go Catholic? Do we try any other churches? Catholic's the way. It's the church has been around since Christ. We have a major political problem with money, and I think it all ties together. And we need candidates like Fishback in Florida, like Dan Bilzerian. We need candidates like that across the country to come in, take over, and change things. Because everything.
Well, listen, I meant to play this a few weeks ago, and I said that the crew didn't do it. I saw Ben Shapiro say it's a conspiracy theory. AIPAC is one of the smallest donors in Congress. They're the biggest on record, not just one of the lobbies out of Israel. And he just said, AIPAC doesn't even show up as a big donor. And that's total horse crap. And then you have the different Israeli lobbies bragging that they control much of our politics on their own shows. I mean, it's just the head of the ADL again said, if you say this war is for Israel, you need to be censored and shut down. And then Trump admits it was for Israel. I mean, it's wild to just have this. And again, Tucker said it really well. Last hour, I'm not an apologist for Israel. It's actually just saying the facts here. This is what major powers do historically. They want to control their regions. They don't want any strong people around them. They want to have puppet governments. Well, Israel's been bragging in their newspapers the last few years that they control America and that the Middle East is becoming the center of the world right now. And it's always been geopolitically right in the center of the world. In all the different strategy papers, going back to the British Empire, and they said, we are going to be the new superpower, a little bitty country. But I guess if they're successful controlling us, they will be. I mean, this is megalomaniac stuff.
Yeah, agreed, Alex. I can't. I'm sick of it. I just want more America First candidates. Can I mention a candidate here in Arizona that is America First?
Yeah, listen, I love you to death, man. This is my pet peeve. I don't screen calls on air. So callers have done this for 30 years. They call and they say, can I talk about something? We didn't tell you what you had to talk about when you called, right?
Right, correct. No, I can't.
Well, why do you want me to screen your call? I'm not mad. Just why do you want me to screen your call on air?
I don't want you to screen it. I want to shout out a congressional district number one candidate that's going up against a former NFL kicker. His His name is Joseph Chaplick. He's a Catholic. He's America First. He's done a great job in the state legislature. I don't know a politician in Arizona who does it better than him. He's not a sellout. He's a great man. Check him out. Congressional District number one. He's the guy to go with. Trump endorsed Jay Feely, okay, the former NFL kicker, who is AIPAC endorsed. He's got pictures with Bill Clinton. He's been to Haiti with the Clinton Foundation.
I mean, listen, I wasn't trying to jump on your ass. I love your call. I just want listeners to understand, as long as we have time, you can jump into whatever you want, and then I'll move on to the next person. I just don't want to always it's kind of like, can you hear me? It's like a thing. I want to hear what you had to say. Absolutely. Well, look at how Trump endorsed Never Trumper again, Lindsey Graham. And his endorsements are getting worse and worse. So who is this again?
The candidate, Joseph Chaplick, congressional district number one. He's running for Congress. He needs to beat Jay Feely in the primary. Turning Point USA is supporting Feely because he's an NFL kicker. He's a Clinton Foundation speaker. He's got more pictures with Bill Clinton than there's at least three pictures of him with the Clintons floating around.
I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Good points. All right, Kathy and Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say that our president has done a complete 180. And the first few months he was great, but now I'm wondering if America's paying for his blackmail, because it makes zero sense. And he's buddying up to the, I'd say the enemies, but it's like we're paying for his blackmail, and he could care less about it.
Well, that's what Tucker's saying, and that's what all the evidence shows. It's proven in the latest dump of Epstein stuff, so imagine what they held back. They admit they held back a lot, even more than what they released. That Epstein was MI6, Mossad, CIA, that he was blackmailing people. And I don't think Trump was ever really guilty of anything with Epstein, or they would have used it. And notice he was never worried about it. And then whatever they found, he told MTG and others, would be too embarrassing to his friends and could bring down the stock market. So he's protecting people, not himself, but by extension, he's involved in a cover-up. And I think it's prima facie, meaning on its face, that yes, Trump has been compromised, and we know to who, Israel. So that's exactly it. Doge was in there, massive cuts, everything was awesome, was moving so quick. I was beside myself the first 4 or 5 months, and then it just jumped the tracks, didn't it?
Yes, sir, it sure did. And you know, the fact that Lutnick is even sitting in that office, it screams a lot, you know. It's just screaming at us, and we're supposed to just, like you say, not and agree, and I can't agree with it. It's wrong. It's anti-American. It's anti-Christ, and I'm against it.
Well, remember, for people who don't know, Howard Lutnick lived next door to Epstein for decades, went to his island not once, we now know, but more times, brought his children there, and was heavily involved with him in business. So he lied to the American people. He's Trump's chief financial advisor, and he was the major insider trader on American United in the week before 9/11. You cannot make it up. Thanks for the call.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. It's just incredible. We're supposed to just sit here and take being lied to. I'm not going to do it. And again, people say, well, let's just focus on the Democrats. The poll numbers are in the toilet for the Republican Party because of Trump. The Democrats are about to win. I don't want that. And you can't 100% prove the Epstein thing one way or the other, so I covered it, but I was just like, hey, we still need to back Trump overall. You know, as more comes out, we'll see. But this Iran thing's cut and dry. It's not what he ran on. It's illegal as hell. It's crazy. It's out of control. It's killing the world economy. It's super unpopular. What in the world is going on here? We're supposed to take all these Never-Trumpers wagging their finger at us that we're the traitors and just sit down and shut up. Or Trump's going to talk bad about us. You know how much hell I've gone through back in Trump? The Democrats are suing me and attacking me and coming after me. I didn't back down. Never got any help from Trump. People said, earlier caller, well, you can talk to Trump. You should talk to him. Stop. You talk to Trump, it's one-way conversation. He just sits there and talks. And it's like you hit a recording or something. He doesn't listen to anything you say. Now, the first admin, he would listen to stuff I said. And that came out in the news because I would expose Global Disinformation Administration. I've talked to so many people high up that talk to him. It does nothing. In fact, now he screams at you. He disagrees with it. And that's in the Wall Street Journal. He flips out. He doesn't want to hear it. But he at least listens to mass complaints. And what's said in the media still gets his attention. Not much, though. So I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with this, okay? I need Trump to succeed, but it's just I can't lie to the audience. I just can't do it. I can't lie to myself. Blaze in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, thank you, sir. I just wanted to say really quick, I've been listening to you for 10 years. I graduated high school back in 2015. I have screenshots of what you guys celebrating the 2016 election. But anyways, thank you for everything you've done over the past 30 years of being a battle axe. As it was just recently displayed, you really are truly a battle axe. But my question specifically connects to the long-term strategic unwavering message of InfoWars with regard to the advance of artificial intelligence. You did a interview back with ChatGPT a while back, but I mean, this, while all the geopolitical situation has been brewing with regard to Ukraine and of course Iran, we're hopeful for President Trump to succeed. It's a bit concerning what he's doing now, to be quite honest. But anyways, I was just curious, while all of this stuff is brewing, we are getting newer and newer, more and more intelligent models, basically on like a monthly basis. So I was just hoping that you keep an eye on that and spread the message to, you know, on your platform, because it's stunning what's happening, and like on almost a weekly basis.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, they've got all these super AIs, then the studies try to take everything over that are basically siloing. They're not hooked to the internet. They're worried about them jumping out. Here's an example. I don't watch a lot of TV, but last night I have this nostalgia thing, and I went, I want to see Three's Company for some reason, which I wasn't even a huge fan of when I was a kid. Ran 77 to 84, but I was thinking about Sling Blade and Scott Ritter. I thought was a great actor. So I turned on the smart TV. Hadn't been on probably in a month. And it's like 10 o'clock at night, and I go start watching really funny, you know, classic scenes from Three's Company. And then I turned it off and went and brushed my teeth, so I go to bed. And I came back, and there was, you know, the screensavers on the screen. And up until a few months ago, every time I turned the TV on, it would say who the photographer was. It'd be like landscapes and cool things. Now everything was AI. It would say AI generated. So just like that, where are the photographers now? Where is the real stuff? It's just taking over. Is that what you're getting at, Blaze?
Yes. And my main question is just, do you plan on, I guess, with everything happening, it's just insane. The attacks on you, on your team, on the studio, on the company. But as far as do you anticipate, doing potentially another sort of question Q&A style thing with one of the large language models, just because we live in this.
Yes, I need to start talking to AI more on air just to illustrate how crazy it is. Like, we should do more of that. You know, sometime this week we'll do it.
That, thank you so much, Alex. That coupled with humanoid robotics, again, this is something that Elon Musk shut down the Fremont factory. They are actively repurposing that factory for the production of humanoid robots. Now, not to be super overly cautious, but just, you know, just having an awareness of it. It is greatly appreciated.
Well, yeah, it's not that I'm against robots. It's the way they're being deployed in general is to replace humans.
Yes. Yep. Definitely. And this is all, we are approaching within the next 5 years a century defining moment. I mean, based off of even the AI 2027 report authors, they have updated their median prediction to where we get to what's called an automated coder, which is at or above the level of a normal software engineer. Their median predictions have now been moved up to around like mid-2028. And that means that it would be preferable for them to have to have effectively, like as Dario Amodei, the CEO of Anthropic, is saying, a country of geniuses in a data center. And this is something that it's going to exceed the impact of what changed the world after we cracked the atom.
It's going to be exponentially bigger, because it will be exponential.
Yes.
And notice they're saying AI needs 100 times the power we currently have, but you can't have a car or air conditioning, and your organic farm is bad for the earth, and cow farts are bad. We've got to have all these nuclear reactors and unlimited power and water for the AI because they believe it's the new species. They believe they're going to get immortality out of it. They believe they're going to merge with these machines, and all of us are just going to be left behind. That is the model of all of this instead of empowering humanity. Now, Musk says he wants it to empower humanity. He's the only one really even talking about that. Everyone else is in a mad race for total control. And yes, I do have a bunch of AI news here in the stack, and I do intend to start focusing more on that. It's just, how do you not watch Trump burning down like an old barn when it's struck by lightning? And it's just, it's spectacular, and it's so dangerous. And it's right in front of us. Anything else, Blaze?
I guess one final thing is, you've been talking about this stuff for decades, Alex. There was another figure. His name was Michael Crichton. He wrote Jurassic Park.
Oh, he was so smart. Too bad he died of lung cancer so young. What a genius.
Yes.
I read books he wrote 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and it's more important than ever, like Andromeda Strain.
Exactly. Yes. He also wrote a book and that was his breakout novel. He was studying medicine at Harvard back in the late 60s and then pivoted once he, made it as an author. But even in 2002, he had a book called Prey. The intro to that, it's like an essay in terms of a cautionary tale. It is more prescient than ever. It's the same message that you have, Alex, that you've been reiterating and sharing to us.
Oh,
for
I know.
Years.
Michael Crichton was an incredible visionary. I can't remember the name of the books. The last time I never had time to read books before. I remember about 10 years ago, I read one of his last novels. And I think that's the one about the carbon taxes and the left and how they're evil. What's the name of the last book you just said?
So his 2002 book was Prey. In 2004, he wrote a book called Next, which was in talking about the warning of genetic experimentation.
Yeah.
He's had some posthumous novels like Micro, but also he did a sequel. Well, his wife helped co-author or publish this. It was a sequel to The Andromeda Strain, but Jurassic Park. He had a book called Sphere, Terminal Man. Those are back in like the 80s, 70s, 80s, which again, every single one of those. He wrote and directed Westworld. Almost all of his work is incredibly prescient and a useful use of science fiction. It's a very
I totally 100% agree with you. Thank you so much. Amazing caller. Wow. We weren't talking about Israel or Iran. Oh, it was so refreshing. But I'm not blaming people calling in. I can't stop thinking about it, too. Robert in Wisconsin, thanks for holding you on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
Just doing my best to try to be pro-human. What about you?
About the same.
Yeah.
Hey, that I'm kind of similar to the first caller on those subjects, but I thought maybe they've drugged Trump with some kind of drugs. He almost seems like Biden-like now, other than he talks a little more.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say he's as fried as Biden, but he definitely is acting erratic. He definitely is just doing everything differently than what he said he would. It's just a national tragedy, really.
Yeah, and then if you think about it, the thing that seems weird, when he got in office, he pardoned the January 6ers. Why didn't he do that for you as well so you wouldn't have to keep going through this BS?
Well, let's be clear. The exact same top Democrat law firm, the top one, Paul Weiss, ran all this with the DOJ, CIA, it's been declassified against me, funding it. Todd Blanche kills Trump's own government weaponization task force that was investigating it. And now Trump endorses what was done to me. I mean, that's another example. Wow. But
it seems so ludicrous. I thought when he got in, he would help get you out of the fire,
But notice, I didn't get mad 6 months ago when they killed the Ed Martin investigation. I said, okay, well, Blanche is bad. I'm not going to blame Trump. I didn't sit there and get mad at Trump over that. I got mad at him over the big stuff against everybody.
Yeah.
But
I mean, when you think about it, he should have done that for you, especially since all the InfoWars backed him to get elected both times,
And then when he went sideways, we were honest enough and respected him enough to not lie to him, but that's fine. And quite frankly, he's gone so downhill that I'm such a loyal person. I didn't hold back in criticism, but now in retrospect, maybe a little bit subconsciously I did. And now that he has really viciously attacked me and done all this, it's really set me free. But you notice I'm not doing it vitriolically. I'm not doing it meanly because it's a tragedy. It's very, very sad.
You You're exactly right. That's I thought you bit your tongue long enough, and because when I started seeing the stuff he was doing, I thought, what has happened to this man?
Well, here's why I bit my tongue. I bit my tongue, not even through loyalty. The Democrats are so horrible, so evil. I have to remember every moment that I have to criticize Trump was doing something wrong, because that's my moral responsibility. God's watching. That I do have a paradox where I just go, it's hard to do. It's like pulling a nail out of your foot. You know you need to do it, but it's going to hurt. And I'm just thinking the whole time the Democrats are going to tear us apart when they get in. But then I can't endorse the lesser of two evils. It isn't the right thing to do. He makes some mistakes, does some things that are wrong. I could have dealt with that. But when he's wholesale bringing in all his former enemies, allowing the persecution of supporters, launching giant wars, letting a foreign government run us, dialing back what Kennedy's doing, it's just, he has to be resisted. Thanks for the call. Justin in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. So I was wondering, did everything accelerate under the Iran subject when Charlie Kirk was unfortunately taken from us?
Yeah, I thought people jumped the gun 7 months ago when he got murdered, day one saying it was Israel. But now the emails, the text messages came out, it was true that he was in a big fight with the Israel lobby. He was against the war. He was telling Trump to be against the war back during Midnight Hammer. That was just a few months before they killed him. And I think Israel and that lobby are the prime suspects now. And I think it's essential that we basically state that. Is that where you were going?
Yeah, that's where I was going. It kind of seems like it's all of a sudden Trump's Operation Warp Speed 2.0. And ever since that, whatever Charlie Kirk brought to the president, and it seems like maybe it was like some sort of aura or good inspiration. As soon as that was taken from him, Trump being the kind of man he is, magnificent or great or just kind of a dominant figure.
It's almost like Charlie was a spiritual defense shield. And by the way, they were very close. He was there every week, off and on. He really listened to him. And it didn't click for me when Kirk called me months and months before he was killed and said, thanks for exposing Epstein. It's really going to hurt the administration. Plus, it's the right thing to do. Keep putting pressure. We're close. I said, well, sure. Thank you. Then he called me right before he got killed, a few weeks before, and said, thank you so much on the Iran war. It's so essential we put pressure on him to not go to full war, and we stand up to the lobbies that are pushing that. And he was literally thanking, and other people got the calls too, where he was just encouraging me to keep doing it, saying it's having an effect. So yeah, I know he was doing that, not just what Joe Kent or others said, because he told me that.
So I guess that's what it looks like. You take a inspiration away from such a powerful man, and then you have just people with intrigue, and they're kind of slimy surrounding him. This is kind of what you get. Now, I'm also wondering if the Iran subject does that.
Hold on, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I want to keep talking to you. 2 minute break, Justin. Don't hang up. Put you on hold. Yeah, because you have to understand, the Pentagon comes in and he's the boss, and they just say, here's our reporters, our recommendation. They don't sit there and twist his arm. They're not there all day. They don't manipulate him that much. But all those politicos are around him, and they got him to do the wrong thing. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you.
Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 Blue.
I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 Blue.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Anybody that doesn't like the Iran war and was right about it not ending quickly and the Iranians closed Strait of Hormuz, that killing the economy and more, is low IQ. He says, I'm low IQ. Well, you can get your low IQ hats at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, the truth is the high IQ people warned Trump and he didn't listen. And it's come out that behind the scenes he's freaking out and he should be. But he now is caught in this pissing contest with Iran. And you got the Israel lobby there that is very aggressive publicly demanding this war of every U.S. president for 25 years. I mean, Netanyahu goes like 5-6 times a year to Congress and addresses them. And now he finally got what he wanted. And we have been basically trapped into this. We need to get out of there. We need to shut it down. That'll be seen as a defeat, but not as bad as continuing the defeat. And some will say, well, we just got to finish the war now. Oh, like Vietnam? It's not going to work, folks. And even if they get them out of there, say, in 2 months, which is a very low probability, very low possibility, the damage baked into the world economy already is devastating. Gas prices may not fall below $3 until 2027, even if the war ended today, analysts are warning. You now got UAE, United Arab Emirates, supposedly, you know, the biggest buildings in the world, richest in the world. Oh, they get a few attacks. Now their markets are plunged. Everybody's moving out. Ask the U.S. about a wartime financial lifeline, a giant bailout. I'll cover that some start of the next segment, but right now. Oh, Mr. Low IQ predicted that too. And so how's that working out for you, Trump? Justin, you were making some good points about Charlie Kirk. We now know that indeed that's what was happening. I saw the trans cult saying he'll be dead when he comes to town tomorrow and all the rest of it. And as much trans violence as we've seen, I thought, okay, that could be it. And you know, now they're saying they've got confessions from him and all the rest of it. I mean, I'm not saying Tyler Robinson couldn't have been involved, but clearly there's been a cover up. Cash Patel, people that were in the meeting, I broke this in September last year, 6 days after, got Trump to agree to not let Tulsi Gabbard's Office of National Intelligence look at the foreign involvement intel that the National Counterterrorism Center had. So we know there's a cover-up. And so the FBI can say they have this evidence, they have that evidence. Right now it's all extremely suspect. Go ahead.
Sure, there may be a cover-up, but it doesn't take a genius to look at the timeline. As soon as Charlie Kirk was removed from the picture, Trump really accelerated on Iran. But, you know, the elites and the wealthy people, they seldom do things for just one reason or another. Now we have this conflict with Iran. What is that going to do with the petrodollar and that we're at the end of the 50-year cycle for the dollar?
Exactly. The U.S. dollar is the real target of this. Globalists only do things when it aligns with all their interests.
Sure. So that's where I guess I kind of am leaning into what is going to happen. We're taking oil producers and we're trying to centralize control under one umbrella. And it's technically we're getting rid of redundancy.
It is a vertical integration, just like COVID doubled the profits of the Fortune 500 and millionaires on average and cut the general public worldwide's wealth in half. A deliberate wealth destruction transfer.
Sure. So I guess what do we do here? I guess what I can do, I mean, you know, I've casted my vote for President Trump, and it seems like he's turning his back on the things that we care about. I mean, what do I do?
You support good local candidates, you support good members of Congress, and you just continue to fight. You continue to oppose the global system. Thanks for the call, Justin. Back in 60 seconds.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dave, a lot of your phone calls, very thought-provoking today. I've got a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. I want to mix in here coming up in just a little while. But right now, let's go to Jason in Ohio. Jason, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you since 2000, and you're a very difficult person to get a hold of.
Well, good to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about a few things. First thing, Trump. So actually, during Trump's first term, if you remember when the far left was taking down the monument statues across the United States?
Yes.
The first statue that got taken down that he actually had restored and protected was in Washington, D.C., the statue of Albert Pike. And I was wondering if that might have some connection to the Freemasons. Do they have him doing stuff? Or, you know, what's the connection with the Freemasons? Because Albert Pike wrote the plans for World War One, World War Two, and World War Three. And it seems like the plans for World War Three by Albert Pike are actually unfolding right now at this very moment. So it's just... and I guess the major plan for World War III from Albert Pike was to abolish all religions off the face of the earth.
Yeah, that Albert Pike letter he supposedly wrote after the Civil War about World War I, World War II, World War III that they claim is in the British National Naval Archives has never been found. But that letter shows up in like the 20s. So whoever wrote it did have inside knowledge attributed to Albert Pike. But yeah, he was the head of Masonry in the United States. 33rd degree Mason, revered by the Masons, the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, a Confederate general. And I did know there was a fight over restoring that statue. And I know Trump got in big fights over them trying to erase U.S. history. But factoid-wise, I'll take your word for it. I don't remember that was the first statue to get restored. Guys, look up. You're talking about the one that was in D.C., right?
Yeah, it was in Washington, D.C. But here's the thing, too, is if you look...
I remember is one time we're walking down the street in D.C. and I think it was Rob Deere, one of the camera guys, goes, that's the famous Albert Pike statue right there. And I think it's right by the big Masonic building, right?
Well, something I think you've mentioned before, too, or I might have heard from other people or looked into it. Like, I looked a lot into the Freemasons. The higher up you go in the Freemasons, they actually admit to worshiping Lucifer or Satan. So I know it's connected to the Lucius Trust stuff and all that stuff.
All I know is George Washington was a Mason. You can read his articles in the National Archive online, where he spoke out against the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, and the French Revolution that was taking over Masonry. I know what Masonry is. It's the mystery schools that predate Christianity and go back to Solomon's Temple and to Babylon and to Egypt. And it was like the old-fashioned colleges. You didn't just get in. So they taught you mathematics and stuff and architecture. You had to be part of a secret group because they wanted to keep that knowledge secret. Then they tied it to a bunch of, ancient occultic stuff. So, the Masons predate Christianity. At the higher levels, there's a bunch of occult stuff there. Skull and Bones is part of that. Bohemian Grove, set up by Taft. Skull and Bones is Skull and Bones Masonic. I don't think everybody that's in it is like a devil worshiper, but there's definitely a bunch of occult stuff and evil stuff high up in it. There's no doubt. I also know that there's a lot of Masonic stuff in D.C. It was very, very Masonic back then. It's really lost a lot of power. Most of the Masonic lodges are basically empty. So look at Hollywood, though, and then the whole culture. They've kind of externalized the occult, kind of even beyond Freemasonry. So people always say, is it the Jews, is it the Catholics, is it the Masons, blah, blah. Evil infiltrates any powerful group. And also know, go ahead and get a shot of me for a second here, that I see stuff every day online that I'm a Mason. I've never been to a Masonic lodge. I'm not a Mason. I did read history books and things, about everything. I have read about the Masons. I have said that my dad's grandfather was the mayor of a town and was a Mason and was a great guy. They go, oh, God, he admits his family's Masons. Well, Texas was founded by Masons. Yeah, of course. So, but I know that any time I do this hand signal on air, meaning A-OK or done or delicious in hand signs, it just means okay. People go, look, he's flashing 666. No, I'm not flashing. I mean, it's like the ADL wants the OK sign banned, saying it means Heil Hitler. Whatever that means, I have no idea how they say that. When I make a symbol, it's ever since I was a kid watching Jell-O commercials, and they had some ad with a black guy. I remember I was like 3, 4, 5, it aired all the time. It was some kind of coconut drink, and I'd watch even my parents, like Hawaii 5-0, and the black guy would come on, and we'd go, ah, coconut, delicious beverage, ah, delicious. So somehow that stuck in my head, like a chef. You will love it. It is delicious. Bon appetit. That means like really good or whatever. So when I do that, every time I do it, they go, oh God, he did it again. We caught him. It's mental illness. So it's very legitimate to investigate the Masons. There's a lot of bad stuff going on there. But at the same time, if somebody points out at a crowd and waves at them, that's not Heil Hitler. If I, Mr. Hand Signal, this stuff just spontaneously comes out of me. I have family all the time that says, please stop pointing at me. I just can't help it. Like if I mean something really important, I point, not meanly, but I'm just pointing at them. You have to go off what the intent of something is. Okay. Like I have people all the time saying, oh my God, people in Austin are devil worshipers because they'll drive in and see billboards for the UT Longhorns, people doing, this. Well, when they do that, it's for a Longhorn and Bevo. It's not for Satan. It's like the rainbow predates homosexuality. But they've taken the symbol the last 50 years. Now it means that. So what I'm trying to say is people get obsessed over symbols instead of the content. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so something else I wanted to mention, too. Well, I got a few quick things to mention.
No, but I want you to respond to what I just said. You just want to... Yeah.
The Bible of the Freemasons, actually, they have a picture of Solomon's Temple, and one of their biggest missions is to rebuild that temple. And that's what Israel's trying to do by the Dome of the Rock being in their way. So it seems like Israel's declared war on all Muslims, trying to take over that Dome of the Rock so they can rebuild Solomon's Temple.
Well, you're right, but the Masons also have a giant branch of masonry into the Muslims.
Yeah. But with what you're saying about hand signals, I'm a realist. And I kind of laugh at a lot of stuff, people like, saying all hand signals are Masons because people ignore sign language. And a lot of people take sign language and try to say, oh, that's a symbol of Freemasons or something. So,
yeah, but so the point is that when I do that, and it's involuntary, it is watching Chef Boyardee ads and other ads where they go, delicious. That is the intention of that. And my work is clear, but that's all these mentally ill people have is to look at something like that and say, oh, no, that is a Masonic thing. I appreciate your call. All right, let's move on quickly here. Just spent like 10 minutes on that. Let's go ahead. And yes, Solomon built the first temple. Then they built a second temple that got destroyed by Titus in 70 AD. And now they want to rebuild the third temple, which says in Revelation is when the Antichrist comes. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's so great to be online with you again. Back in the 90s, I knew my father was in the Bohemian Grove and went up there in Northern California every year. I'd had lots of experiences with him. I mean, I can remember when he had what's known as the surgery for the Black Eye Club, where they tore out his pineal gland and put a worm in place of the pineal gland. And I'm watching Trump now.
Hold on, let's just start over. Because I'm taking open phones today, which is fine. I love getting these wild card calls. But you just said your father had surgery putting a worm in his brain?
Yes. And they call it, nowadays, they call it the Black Eye Club. And you've got all these celebrities.
You know, I thought I've heard of everything. You know, a lot of people get black eyes, too, you know.
Let me just stop you.
A few years ago, I have a tendency to get up to urinate during the night, and somehow I was half awake and had like hung up a sports jacket or something sticking out by the side of the bathroom, and I walked into a clothes hanger, wooden clothes hanger, and I got a little bit of a black eye. Well, I immediately saw that in the morning. I go, oh God, I have this black eyed club thing. They're going to say I'm a Mason. I need to put makeup on. I don't ever wear makeup unless I have like a cut or something on my face, but maybe once a year. Famously, I was on Steven Crowder's show. They even caught it on surveillance camera. They have these sharp wooden panels. I was talking to Steven and somebody talked to me behind. I turned my nose into the deal and cut it really bad. And then they made a joke about it when we played it on air. But I put makeup on my nose for a week. It was a big cut. It looked bad. That was not a secret Masonic deal to have a cut on my nose. Have you ever had a black eye?
Yes, I have.
But let's go back. Let's just go back, though. Because, I mean, we have open Bill Gates emails saying we need to kill the poor people that came out last week or 2 weeks ago in the Epstein files. No one cares. We have thousands of emails about eating children. No one cares. Okay? I mean, we have, like, total proof, okay? And I see this black eye club thing, and I'm not doubting, but how does that connect it to a... You've got the floor here, but I want to start over. I want to go back to your dad had a worm surgically inserted into the center of his brain. Tell me about that.
Okay, what I know is because he told me. My father was in the Bohemian Grove, okay? And then he, in his 30s, he had this horrible bruising on his face. And then he started acting very, very weird, like it wasn't him anymore, okay? And I don't want to waste time going over and over and over all this history, how I deduced all of this.
I want to hear your dad told you that who put a worm in his brain? Kennedy says he has a worm. A lot of people have parasites. There's little bitty ones and even big ones. You get an amoeba in the water that'll eat your brain. Do you think Kennedy maybe has a mind control worm?
I sure don't know.
Who put a worm in his brain?
Well. Okay.
Dave, I'm not even mean to you. You call in and say, really my dad was in Bohemian Grove, they put a worm in his brain, and you're like, well, I don't want to get into that right now. No, I want to hear more about this.
Okay. Of course, when he was, I'm in my 70s now. So this is going back a long ways. But I do remember he was in the mob with his brothers, and he had gotten hooked up with them because, he had done a lot of really classified work for the Navy, and he had been stationed in, I don't know how far back you want me to go, but the reality is that, and trying to cut to the chase, is that when he revealed to me that he was in the Bohemian Grove, and that was in the late 70s, and then I harked back to the time when he had that injury, and somehow, and I don't remember if it's because I listened to my parents talking, but I remember having that strong impression because I heard him talking about his surgery and his wound, okay? And then not long after that, and I'm just trying to tell you what I know and but not take up too much of your time.
Well, you take, I'm not mad. You take a lot of time to say you don't take up time. You said that about 8 times. I'm not mad. Tell us about the worm in the brain.
Okay, so when I started doing... all right. So in the 90s, when I started getting really adept at trying to do searches and everything, I wanted to start trying to find out about the Bohemian Grove, because every time I tried to talk to my dad after that, he refused to talk to me. And so then I got hooked up with this guy named Alex Jones, who had penetrated the Bohemian Grove. So I made it my business to try to focus on everything I could about modern day Satanism and how they were ruling the world. Okay. And then when I started hearing about the Black Eye Club and what that actually was and what they did. And the point was with my father was he expressed to me this feeling that he didn't know they would do this to him. That he didn't realize what he was accepting. And then, and this is back when I was 8 or 9. Okay.
Stuff's so weird. It might be true. There might be aliens putting some control worm in us. I'm not saying I believe you. I'm just saying you call up and start talking about putting worms in people's brains. I appreciate your call. Wow. I love it. We open the phones up to everybody for any subject. But your dad said to me, son, I didn't know in the surgery they put a worm in my pineal gland. He said directly that to you. I just think like, it's like, what does that do? It's like, my dad had a worm in his brain. Alex Jones does the okay symbol. It's just like, meanwhile, nobody cares about all the giant real stuff everywhere. Stuff's so weird, though. Who knows? Maybe it's true. In fact, we have breaking footage of why Trump 9 months ago started going so crazy. This is actual footage. We've discovered who did it. It's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's really a mothership of the aliens. He vomits worms out on people that are mind control worms that then crawl in the ear. So we have footage of Secretary of State Marco Rubio and President Trump. This is actual footage being implanted with mind control brain worms. Here it is.
You see, their young enter through the ears and wrap themselves around the cerebral cortex. This has the effect of rendering the victim extremely susceptible to suggestion. Later, as they grow, follows madness and death.
Can't listen to me.
These are pets, of course. Not white. Domesticated.
Khan, Captain Kirk was only doing his duty.
No.
Oh.
you want nuclear war. Now you work for Israel. Especially Netanyahu.
That's better. Now tell me, why are you here? And tell me where I may find James Kirk.
All right, let's get serious. I'm not trying to be mean to the last caller, but give me a break. Headlines. Jones believes brain worms are in people. Well, there is the one that's in over 3 million people from cats. And it actually mind controls you to love the smell of cat urine so you want to have more cats so they can breed more worms. There's a bunch of other worms that are in the brain, a bunch of them that kill you. And every year, people die in Austin getting in the lake when it's too hot, and an amoeba swims up, gets in the sinus, mass produces, and eats your brain. People almost always die because they just think you got a fever when you come in. They don't really think, oh, we got amoebas growing right up under the cerebral cortex. So truth is stranger than fiction. But talk about stranger than fiction. Let me hit this before we go to break and come back with your calls. Trump tomorrow, live on air, we'll be covering it. It's when we're on air. He's going to read Bible verses from the Oval Office at America Reads the Bible event. And out of the giant Bible, what is he going to read? He's going to read 2 Chronicles 7:11-22 about the building of the third temple, or about Solomon completing the first. Very, very interesting. Let me read this. Starting with 11. Thus Solomon, who we were just talking about Masonic, finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. He perfected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. I said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or I send pestilence among the people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according, and I have covenanted with David thy father. And the covenant continues on to Jesus, the rest of it, saying, there shall not fall thee a man to be ruler in Israel. There shall not fail thee a man to be the ruler of Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, you shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, and will cast them out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and byword among the nations, or an example of not to become evil and cross God, which is what, so, but this, we're told to do whatever Israel says, no matter how evil they are. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto the land and unto the house? I'm going to curse. And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and have pulled on their gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Wow. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Phone calls today, some crazy ones too, but hey, it's all interesting and thought-provoking. We'll be covering live tomorrow when Trump reads the Bible verses on air about the temple and about curses on nations and lifting curses off Israel. Wild stuff. Yeah, God says if Israel doesn't do what they're supposed to, he'll curse them, but you're not supposed to say that any nation can be, that Israel can be cursed, but any nation can be. But let's go back to your calls. I'm going to move quickly now to get to everybody that's on the line here. Ken, Michael, Patriot, Austin Lee, Texas Skeptic, Michael, Robert. I'm going to move quick now. Ken in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me take my call. Just real quick, huge fan of Harrison, but honestly, I just wish he wouldn't, you know, make kind of ridicule Trump. I think Harrison's got great arguments, and I wish, you know, I want to see him really make his points, and I just find it kind of takes away from his argument. So just a quick shout out, but I love him. I love Harrison. Wish him all the best. The other thing I wanted to say was, you know, I was my earlier part of my career, I was a BCOP, and a lot of misdirection happens on things in front of you. I noticed when you can't trust info that's coming through, because there's a lot of info out there right now, and people that were for Trump, you know, are now against him, and people who are against him and are for him, and that's fine. I'm just the average guy, but there's just this litany of info, and you just don't know what to trust. And something I learned earlier in my career was I learned to trust my gut and read people. And I just find with Trump, although I don't really get a lot of the stuff he's doing along lines of what you've said, is that my gut feeling is that, you know, he's a guy who he keeps his info tight, right? He's said it many times where he's not going to broadcast his plan or what he knows. And my gut feeling is that, you know, the quick succession of Venezuela and then with Iran and maybe with Cuba, my gut feeling is that he had years to plan this. And a lot of the stuff, you know, with the DOJ and things like that and Epstein, I think he's hyper-focused that he preached not to start wars, right? I think he thought this was worth it. I think my gut feeling, and I don't have the info that, you know, you do, and I could be wrong. I go with probabilities, and my gut feeling is he has to do this for whatever reason, and I don't know what info he has, but I know what he has to lose. He's a father. I'm a father. He's a grandfather, and he's got my gut feeling is he's got one crack at the bull, and I think he thinks this is worth it. I don't think he wants to do it.
Trump thinks he's right. And listen, the Chinese were controlling Cuba and Venezuela. I thought it was a dangerous operation. It hasn't been fully successful yet, but it's going that way. And I was worried, though, that would embolden him to go for Iran next. Now, I know why he thinks he's doing this, but the Pentagon told him it was not going to go well, and it didn't. So I know the inside baseball at the White House, and now that stuff's in the news. You say Trump had years to plan this. Well, he's had neocons, the Israel lobby, for years telling him this was going to go well, and they were wrong. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And again, I don't tell my other talk show hosts what to say or do. I hire them because I think they're smart. I think they care. I think they're telling the truth. I can disagree with Harrison on the way he does this or that, but I'm not going to. Just in general, if I think they're doing a good job, it's good to have perspectives that aren't exactly the same. You know, sometimes I've had hosts that I'll disagree with. I disagree with them on air, and not him, but others. And they get butthurt. They think me disagreeing with them on air on this issue or that is censoring them. That's what Owen thought. I would just disagree with him on a few things, and he would be like he was being censored. Like, no, that's the opposite of that. Just me having a discussion. Sometimes I hear something I said a month ago, and I don't agree with that. I mean, I disagree with myself sometimes when I get more information. It doesn't mean I'm always right either. I've heard Harrison saying that Trump's being made a fool of. He is, by Israel. Now, is that ridiculing him? I mean, look, I've been trying to put pressure on Trump because I'm trying to get us out of this situation. This is a disaster, okay? For the economy, for the polling numbers alone, not to mention him promising he wouldn't go to war and all this stuff. This is bad, okay? A lot of listeners got pissed off at me because I said, no, it's gunboat diplomacy, it's Monroe Doctrine, it's Barbary Pirates, it's precedent. They can take Maduro out, but I don't trust them to not put people worse in. And now they put his vice president in, who's a total communist. Now letting her run things, where's their election? See, you don't think if Iran falls, they're going to put some good guys in, do you? No. They're going to break it in a couple pieces and keep them weak. That's the policy that Israel wants. And it's the same policy our government's had to keep us dumbed down and fighting with each other and weak. It's called divide and conquer. It's what corrupt systems do. Patriot in Virginia, then Michael in Nevada. Patriot, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Good, brother.
Hey, first, I just want to say, I don't care what the Israeli cucks say about you. I was just listening to what you were just saying. You've been a big inspiration for me especially the last few years to start my YouTube channel and stuff. So I just want to thank you for that. But, in my opinion, I think Trump is either compromised or he's in on the destruction, because there's no way there's no way he's this stupid to burn it all down. He's got to know what him and Israel are doing is collapsing the global economy, unless this is the plan, like you said, to rein in the New World Order globalist system. And if that's the case, I don't think we're going to make it to the midterms. And if we do make it to the midterms, I'd be shocked. But
well, here's the deal. BlackRock is happy about the global recession depression it's causing, because they have unlimited fiat money. Larry Fink is very happy about this war and wants to continue. So, no, it's Trump is pissed internally. It's come out. He knows it's killing the recovery. That's why he wants it to end. He got set up, and I'm not giving him a way out. He got lied to. That's what happened.
Yeah, the only way we're going to get things back on track and actually have a chance at saving this country, we don't just sit at home and give up or vote Democrat like Fuentes and these others are saying, because that's what the Democrat Party wants.
Yeah, we have to check the candidates, and Republicans are 10 times better than Democrats, and support good members like Burchett and Massey and so many others, and Senator Paul. And, you know, Trump, though, doesn't even show any vicious attacks on Democrats now. He saves it for people that supported his original platform. And again, I don't look at it as me being attacked. Okay? The truth is that just ups the profile of the show, and I disagree with Trump so much now, I'm glad he did it. In fact, it's kind of a gift. But for him, he's saying, constituents, shut up and get behind me. You're the reason my numbers are down because you're criticizing me. No, it's because the policy is wrong. Thanks for the call, Patriot. Michael in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, this is Michael from Nevada. About 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, you did an interview with a couple of doctors that were working in the White House, and the topic of concern was that the medication that they were prescribing for President Trump could have a very dire effect on his health. I wonder if you remember that interview.
Yeah, no, wait. I had the doctor on that became part of the administration later. And
that's the guy.
And I had another one on, and he was saying the type of heart medication they were giving him would make him sluggish and stupid, and it could also give him a heart attack, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, who was that? Hey, producers, what's his name? It's like a Indian name, right?
Yeah.
Then I had another guy on,
Jasser,
too.
Yeah, it wasn't Jasser. It was somebody else.
And by the way, we asked ChatGPT what he said, and it said he was right. And then
I remember that. But, I just wanted to, I hadn't heard you bring that up here.
Well,
recently,
he was saying, you do not combine these two drugs. And I've had
exactly.
Families been on heart medication. It turns them into drooling zombies when they're on the wrong ones. And, he does seem more sluggish.
Do you think that maybe it's time to touch base with those guys?
100%. Just blood pressure medications can do that to people.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to bring that up because I hadn't heard you bring that up recently.
I totally forgot. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, keep up the good work, man. I've been following you since I met you in Mesa, Arizona in 2007, protesting Obama, and that's the first time I got the Obama deception. So thank you.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, there's so many ways they can jack with Trump, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him. He just, about 9 months ago, things started changing. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Texas Skeptic on nuclear warfare and PSYOPs. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. You've lamented for years the lemmings that would prop up this system, and you would talk about how as soon as they shut the trap door, that those lemmings that helped build the system were the first ones to go. And now that's what's happening. You were kind of the Pied Piper leading your listeners to follow Trump, and now he's taking us all over the cliff.
I mean, I guess from one perspective, that's fair to say. But again, I use the analogy or the parable or the comparison of my mom's dad was super smart, super awesome. And he had one heart attack and heart surgery, did okay, got better for a few years. He had another one. And when they did the heart surgery, it broke stuff loose and got in his brain. And then he basically had dementia after that. And I would not call that my grandfather, the guy he was for the next year before he died. So night and day, the old Trump did a lot better, controlled the borders, better financial things. I don't have to list it all here. Got us out of the carbon taxes.
But don't you think that was a way to just swing everybody's support underneath him, doing a few good things, and then everybody's cheering, yeah, yeah, yeah. And meanwhile,
well, hold on just a minute. I mean, the carbon taxes are basically done worldwide now. That's a huge positive deal. And I could go on for hours. You know, 96% shut down on the border, no tax on tips. No, I mean, because here's the deal. It was never perfect. I'm not a lesser two evils, but if I've got one boat in the ocean and no boat, I'll take the boat over the no boat, you know, and rather than drowning. I mean, so I don't think I was the Pied Piper leading the kids over the cliff. I was sitting there weighing it, saying overall he's better, but I explained this is a global awakening. It isn't just about Trump. That's what I've been saying. I've been very critical of stuff Trump's done for the last 10 years. So, but I mean, if it makes you feel good to say I'm a Pied Piper, fine. I mean, yeah.
No, I forgive you. I remember standing in the convention hall in 2016 there in Cleveland, Ohio, and I just couldn't get over and rationalize how our two options were Hilda Beast, the murderer, and a reality TV show billionaire. Like, how did we come to a point in America where those are our options? If not, both of those options are played by the same boat. There's not two different ships. It's the
same
ship.
Well, I can tell you this. When I started back in Trump, I had intelligence agencies come after me and my family. I got sued and rigged stuff. All hell broke loose for years. So maybe I got blinded to not be a wimp. When I'm getting headwinds and I'm under attack and I'm getting hurt bad for backing somebody and I'm seeing them do a bunch of good, I'm the type of guy that made me fight harder for Trump. You understand that?
Yes, sir. If I could say one more thing.
Listen, it's important. I did the opposite of backing down. I mean, listen, it was an off-the-record meeting, so it wasn't an illegal meeting, so I will not break the confidence because I've had other meetings with top people. I'd be able to still talk to them. You understand I was offered $50 million a year by the Democrats through their people to sell out to them in 2017. And they told me, you will be sued into oblivion. We will destroy you if you don't take this deal. So imagine me. I'm being told we're going to destroy you if you don't do this. And then I still back Trump and got nothing but hell. So that, you understand, I took the road of pain.
Isaac Cappy says you're a Mossad, but we can't clarify because he fell off a bridge. He's dead.
Oh, my God. So a schizophrenic guy that I was nice and had on before he died. Isaac Cappy, you said I'm Mossad, so you just called in and said I'm a Mossad agent, huh?
Well, I want you to join me.
No. Listen. What you are, so you think me exposing the USS Liberty, making films about it, all this stuff, and all I'm doing and having the Israel lobby attack me and the ADL call for my arrest, but you're a guy that doesn't have skin in the game, no one knows who you are, you haven't been attacked, nothing. You call in to feel bigger, thanks for your call, and feel powerful, and you know, point your finger at me and say, I work for Israel. Absolutely preposterous. Then I have the Israel lobby saying I work for Qatar or the Iranians. Absolutely preposterous. I say what I think is right, and if you want to buy my T-shirts, ball caps, and supplements that are excellent and keep us on the air at thealexjonesstore.com, that's what you do. It's cut and dry. Cut and dry. I expose the eugenicists, the globalists, the poison shots, the New World Order, the whole agenda. But you want to call in and feel powerful and then imply I killed somebody because that makes you feel good. Okay, look at the mirror, bro. You're better than me. You're good. I'm bad. I wear a black hat. You wear a white hat. You're good. I'm bad. Enjoy your fantasy land. Michael in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, glad to see you back on the show today, brother.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can top these other callers, man. They're getting a little crazy out here.
It's okay.
Hey, So my big thing, I actually called last week when Rob Dew was hosting the War Room with Stuart Rhodes, and I spoke to them about my idea, and Stuart really liked it. I wish I could get in contact with him. He doesn't have an ex. I have no way to get a hold of him, but I feel like we need to start flooding the elections with independent candidates. Get rid of the parties. We know they're corrupt and they're corruptible. If we get behind candidates who are registered as independent and we verify that they're a good person and that they're, you know, what they want to do with their elected office is true to our American values, then the alternative media platforms such as yourself and other, you know, Joe Rogan, whoever, just big people, could get behind these people and push their message and let the American people know. We know people watch your show way more than CNN or MSNBC or any of them. So, but I feel like, you know, I do have to agree a little bit with the prior caller that no matter which way the pendulum swings, whether it swings left or right, it's still advancing the clock on our enslavement. You know, we've seen both parties for God, my entire lifetime of noticing politics, 30 years. I mean, I'm 45 years old. You know, we've seen them feed us hopium just to rug pull us. And it's like they make great promises, but when it comes time and they get in office, their party is a good old boy club, you know, and they're all hammering down on them and coercing them to do what's not right. And I feel like if we had strong independent candidates, it would be our best bet to salvation. I mean, we could literally turn it around in maybe one election cycle. But how do you feel about that? Is that something you could get behind?
I'd have to think about it, but quantify that again.
So rather than, you know, I know Elon Musk mentioned creating like a Patriot Party or a third party, but I
No, I heard
like
what you said. I'm just smelling it. Here's the problem. We're set up as a two-party system. You notice parliaments sound great, but ours was built after that because we saw the problem. You'll end up with 10, 15 parties once you have another one. It always more, more, more. Then they get in coalitions, and then they get together parliamentary-wise and then override the majority. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense, but don't you think it's more easily corruptible with only the two parties that we know are now
Yes, I think after hundreds of years, it's become corrupt, and that's why you're supposed to reform a party by taking it over, which we halfway did with the Tea Party and then Trump, and now Israel saw the Democrats dying, so they swooped in and now are taking over the Republican Party in a foreign hostile takeover, and that's really where we're at. But yeah, no, I think all options are on the table. I think we have a major discussion about this.
Right. Is there any way you could get me in touch with Stuart Rhodes? I'd love to help him here in Ohio if at all possible.
Yeah, here's the deal. I have a limited crew. We're almost shut down. People call us all the time with names and numbers. If we do that, we'll just do nothing but give out numbers and stuff. Stuart has a website.
I went to his oathkeepers.info like he mentioned, and I didn't see a contact me option, but I can definitely continue to pursue that.
Well, I'll consult that and talk to him. I appreciate you. I'm not mad. I'm just totally overwhelmed here. I mean, I'm going to be really busy the next 10 days, 9 days for the shutdown, everything else. I mean, and they just walked in and handed me this. So I'm going to do a little bit in the next hour and then hand it over to Matt Braggin. New York Times, let's put the HD version up, please. Now, a year and a half ago, remember The Onion, they're supposed to have a auction under federal law so good guys could buy it or bad guys. But The Onion had that shut down by the U.S. Trustee's Office, Justice Department, and had InfoWars handed over to them. The federal judge said that was not legal. And here we are a year and a half later. The Onion is now in the New York Times. It's just broke. And says they're coming in here to take it over next month. Even though we're still on appeal in Texas and they have huge liability, giant liability doing that. They've gone to Judge Gore Gamble, the same one that's ordered the Texas trustee, the receiver, to turn our power, internet, and everything off the first. And they've already cut the internet, but the internet hadn't cut us off yet, so that might happen right now. I don't know, any minute. So you don't pay your power bill or whatever, you just wonder when it's going to turn off, and all of a sudden you wait in the morning, it's off. That we've all been poor in college or something, and you had our power turned off and forgot to pay it. It's the same thing. I told you, Bloomberg and The Onion, folks. And talk about lawsuit city, but they don't care because they got that Bloomberg money. But it matter. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. And so it doesn't matter. Judgments they have against me or anything, you need to support us. You need to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get the T-shirts, get the ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue, all the other incredible supplements. Fund us. Support us. We are under globalist attack. We need to continue on to expose the Democrats and the psychotic neocon Israel firsters. We need to continue. Our most important work is still at hand. I've been battling the deep state for decades, but intensely for 8 years. And so I wasn't ignoring that last caller. I rarely do that, but I was halfway listening to him while I was speed reading this because they came in and handed this to me while he was talking. So I apologize to the caller if I sound a little bit distracted. I did hear you about the third party and the Patriot Party and all that. Musk said he was going to do that early on, and then he studied it more and pretty much agreed that it's just the two parties have a lock on that, too. They're not going to let a third party ever get up there. I mean, we've got major corruption, folks. We've got to have major reform. By the way, there's a deal that ends tomorrow. Ultramethylene red is so good. It works the same as methylene blue, but it's different. Works great with it. See the huge bottle of it right there by the methylene blue. If you're a subscriber, you cancel any time. Just in your profile, you get it each month. You can lock it in at 72% off. That's just $22.39 a month. That's at cost or right a little bit lower. But they want to induce you to see how great the product is. Today's the last day to take advantage of that. But while you're at it, we have the widest selection of Patriot T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. And we can't do this without you. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us in the past. But now is the time for maximum support for the Alex Jones Network and what's coming in the future. And, yes, we're continuing. We're litigating offensively against the Democrats and their law firms, and that we're kicking their ass in court. That's why it's none of it's in the news. That's all in federal court where they're in big trouble. But then the state court, they moved it back into that because they got this Democrat Party Soros-installed judge, literally because they run for office here in Texas, this Antifa judge that ran the show trial against us, and she is now set, even though, because again, they can't get clear title to this, and they won't allow an auction. Which we said we would authorize that. They won't do that. They're going to give it, basically, for $80-something thousand so they can make fun of me and have my identity and misrepresent me. The same logos, everything. Boy, they are in for a fight. But I need your support financially so that I can litigate these people. Because it's not just about them getting InfoWars. They said we're going to misrepresent and put his skin on, like Silence the Lambs, it rubs the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. And that's who they are. They want to silence you so they can be you. That's what they tried when they thought they got me off the internet, when they thought they deplatformed. It didn't work. And it's not going to work now. I mean, they had dozens of programs the last week with that liar John Ronson all over these TV programs going, making up a totally fake origin story about me, and just none of it's even true. It's just insane lies. With former InfoWars employee, just all crap. But that's, they're like, how do we stop a populist? How do we, well, just shut him up and then misrepresent who he is. You ain't gonna win. The people know the truth. We'll be right back with hour number four. I'm gonna read you this article and Matt Bragan takes over.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80, which sold for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Imagine you're me and you're reading the New York Times with literal scumbags who got caught doing a fake illegal auction a year and a half ago, claiming it was legally sold to them. It was all made up, and the judge says it's illegal and shuts it down. And then they kick it into state court and they put a receiver in who won't pay the bills, even though the money's there. Won't shut us down because they know they have liability because it's still being fought in state court. And the Supreme Court signaled they're going to shoot it down. And then I get to sit here and read them saying, we're going to lie like Alex Jones for money. And they're going to have a satire site where they pose as me and say, I'm a criminal. And they're going to tell outrageous lies, saying it's satire, and then attribute it to me. They've already said this before, but they say it even more here. They tried it 2 years ago when they just ordered the place shut down one Friday night, May 31st, and sent in armed guards, and there was no court order. The guards go, yeah, we're not going to do it. I called the head of the company. They said, yeah, somebody says he's from the Justice Department. Do it. We're not going to. And the judge fired all those people when that happened. And then the Trump Justice Department, 8 months ago, this hasn't hit the news, sent out 6 letters. Only one of the letters hit the news. One of the other letters went to the federal court and to the U.S. trustee. And as soon as the judge saw that, he said, I'm done. I'm kicking this in state court. Still a bunch of other stuff held up in there. And I'm not saying Lopez is bad. He was just done. He's not involved in anything we ever saw. In fact, he held these people off. But the Justice Department investigation, they're just like, we want this off our desk. Boom. Now these people are at the state level. And I'm going to read you this article and hand the baton to Matt Bracken when we come back. But they jumped the gun on this because they know they've got major liability. They shut this place down without it being clear that they have the title, because it's federally and above the district court stayed at the federal and state level. They're not supposed to do this. And they're in the New York Times saying we are weeks away from taking over InfoWars to misrepresent that we're Alex Jones and show how he's a criminal. And then in the first person, they've got one of these so-called comedians that I guess on Adult Swim got Sam Hyde fired, talking like he's me, saying for 35 years I've lied to you to make money, and now I'm just being honest about it. What does that mean? What, I'm opposing glyphosate and poison shots and war with Iran and Russia and promoting national sovereignty, and then then they want the name and the logo to literally try to misrepresent and say they're me, and say it's all hidden behind satire. Think of the Sandy Hook families' money. You mean out of 20 families, four families that run the big foundations that raise $300 million? No, good God, $300 million off me? Say that number; it doesn't sound real. Yeah, look it up. That's what it is—the federal filings saying I was victimizing him. Did none of this to him. And they also got Justice Department money to sue me. That came out in federal documents run by the FBI and CIA. And this is just the ongoing crap and the ongoing stuff that's going on. And I'm glad they jumped the gun on this. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Man, that's why it's so important you support the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't know that they can't get. We can continue on air to fight these people. Wait till I read you this article and play you this quote trailer with one of these buffoons shooting his mouth off and bragging about what they plan to do, stealing my identity to misrepresent it. Just absolute disgusting garbage. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
For years, I've been telling you guys never to take no for an answer, right? You know, to keep pushing, to never hang up the phone until you get what you want. Because you all deserve it. You know this deal that I'm about to sign? The fuck is that, you know? I'll tell you what it is. It's me taking no for an answer, you know? It's them selling me, not the other way around. It's me being a hypocrite is what it is. So, you know what? I'm not leaving. The show goes on. This is my home. They're gonna need a wrecking ball to take me out of here. They're gonna need to send in the national bomb SWAT team, cause I ain't going nowhere.
This about 20 minutes ago, just talked about lawyers. They just got the filing. It's accurate. Bloomberg's backed the Onion. He, with the CIA, DOJ, it's all been released in court, funded all the lawsuits against me, all this total criminal stuff. Trump has now backed it, put Todd Blanche in there that killed the federal investigations into what they did 6-7 months ago. So now we got Trump backing all this. Just more betrayal. Just shows you what's happened. So sad. And then I get to see this, the New York Times. They say they're taking my identity to misrepresent and say that they're me and that I'm a liar and that I admit to everyone I'm a liar so they can defame me hiding behind satire. Well, what you got yourselves is a bunch of lawsuits. And I'm already suing the people involved for civil rights violations. And the listeners are going to support me at thealexjonesstore.com so I can do this. There's Variety. The Onion says it has a deal to take over Alex Jones InfoWars, plans to relaunch it, a parody of itself. So here's one of the people involved in this from Adult Swim acting like he's me. And I'll read you some of his quotes out of the New York Times, and we'll hand it over to Matt Bracken. Here it is.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that Global Tetraedon will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetraedon have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. Sorry. My name is Tim Heidecker. I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it being a real estate broker service or a cryptocurrency exchange market, a place to store pictures, most like a Dropbox account. Not sure. A lot of ideas, but very excited to take this on. And just want to wish everyone, extend a hand of friendship and grace as we proceed through this process. It's not going to be easy, but I can assure you that we have our best intentions in mind. We are in the city of brotherly love, and I want to extend that sentiment to all our friends over there, longtime fans and consumers of the InfoWars products. We've got some exciting products coming as well. We're working with a company that will enable you to turn your urine into gold. So stay tuned for more information about that. And stay with us. Stay updated on InfoWars for more information as this story develops.
Well, so here's the filing, overhead shot, please. Here with the judge that ran the show trial. And now let's read what he said to the New York Times, Tim Heidecker and others involved in this, about how they're going to misrepresent who I am. Identity theft. Wearing my skin. Well, you guys just know this. It's like nuclear testing, waking up Godzilla. It's not going to go well. Let's put it to you that way. And you're Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently. The Onion signs new deal to take over InfoWars. A new deal which would allow The Onion to use the InfoWars name and website address must be approved by a Texas judge. Oh, what happened in the federal thing? They got kicked out and the judge said it was illegal. The Onion has a new plan to take over InfoWars. You have been, nothing in the New York Times about how they failed before, though. You have been granted access to your keyboard to continue reading. The Onion, a satirical news outlet, wants to convert the right-wing InfoWars into a parody of itself. Credit Jamie Kelter Davis of the New York Times. When InfoWars, the website founded by right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, came up for sale 2 years ago, an unlikely suitor stepped in. The Onion, a satirical news outlet, planned to convert the site into a parody of itself. The sale was scuttled by bankruptcy court because it wasn't a real sale. Now The Onion has reemerged as the new plan, licensing the website from Gregory Milligan, the court-appointed manager of the site. On Monday, Mr. Milligan asked Maya Guerra Gamble, a judge in Texas Travis County District Court overseeing the disposition of InfoWars, to approve the license agreement in court filing. By the way, he won't allow a sale to the public. He'll get a lot more money. No, just good guys will get it. The Onion's parent company. So again, on Monday, Mr. Milligan asked Maya Guerra Soros Judge Gamble, a judge in Texas Travis County District Court overseeing the disposition of InfoWars, to approve the licensing agreement in a court filing. Under the terms, The Onion's parent company, Global Tetrahedron, would pay $81,000 a month to license InfoWars.com and associated intellectual property. Even though that's not authorized, it's still under appeal, such as the name, for an initial 6 months with an option to renew for another 6 months. The licensing deal has been agreed to by The Onion and the court-appointed administrator, but it is not effective until Judge Guerra Gamble approves it, and Mr. Jones could appeal the ruling. Uh-huh, gonna happen. That means the fate of InfoWars remains in limbo till the court rules, probably sometime in the next 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, right. Mr. Jones continues to operate Infowars.com and host its weekday program, The Alex Jones Show. Mr. Jones had no immediate comment because we didn't see that question. The battle over Infowars has been a long and fraught saga. Mr. Jones, a notorious peddler of lies and invective, has used his bully pulpit for more than a year to crusade against the Onion's efforts to take over the platform. I know a judge said it was fraud. The site is in limbo because of a series of defamation lawsuits against Mr. Jones, followed by families, you mean Democrat Party PR firms that made $300 million off me, using my name, victims of the mass shooting 2012 in Sandy Hook Elementary School, Connecticut, which Mr. Jones falsely claimed was a hoax. Barely ever even covered it. Internet said it wasn't true. People who believed his lies that the shooting was staged subjected the families to years of online abuse, harassment, and death threats. No evidence was ever shown of that. Was found guilty by both judges in Texas and Connecticut before they even had a show trial. In 2018, the families of two Sandy Hook families sued Mr. Jones for defamation in Texas. See, it's not the families. It's two families. This is four people. I said four families. Two families, four people. 2018, the families of two Sandy Hook families sued Mr. Jones for defamation in Texas, where InfoWars is based. And relatives of another eight victims sued in Connecticut. In 2022, a jury in Texas awarded the plaintiff's victim $50 million. It's $45 million, actually, which violates the statutes in Texas and be overturned. Mr. Jones declared bankruptcy later that year. A trial pitting him against the parents of a second victim was delayed indefinitely by that move. Later that year, a jury awarded the families and former law enforcement officer, that's the FBI head counsel that I never even said his name, that ran the operation for the DOJ. Later that year, the jury awarded, he got $130 million imaginary money. Later that year, a jury awarded the families and a former law enforcement officer who sued Mr. Jones, Connecticut, a total of $1.4 billion. Mr. Jones appealed the Connecticut verdict, largest defamation award in history, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which did not hear it. But see, it's in a Texas court. They bound the two judgments together, so if one falls, they both fall. To help satisfy Mr. Jones' debts to the Sandy Hook families and other creditors, Judge Christopher Lopez, U.S. Bankruptcy Court, ordered in mid-2024 a court-appointed trustee to sell off equipment, intellectual property, and other assets owned by Free Speech Systems, InfoWars parent company. In late 2024, a sealed bid silent auction, not a real auction, drew only two contenders. The Onion's parent and a company associate, Mr. Jones, the trustee and the families, chose the Onion's bid, which is way lower, despite its potential to yield less cash than the rival company. Mr. Jones and his lawyers cried foul. Judge Lopez intervened, saying that the process was opaque and that the Onion's bid was not obviously superior. He rejected plans to do over the auction, instead directing the families to seek liquidation through Judge Gamble's court in Texas, where the first defamation case was heard and won. In August, Judge Gamble ruled that a court-appointed administrator would take over and sell InfoWars assets, ripping the door to the Onion. We're working on it, Ben Collins, the chief executive, former top censor at MSNBC, Wilbur Tetrahedron, wrote in a social media on the same day as Gamble's ruling. The Onion's proposal, $486,000 in its initial six-month term, does little to satisfy the enormous damages, yes, awarded the Sandy Hook families. The families have been fighting to collect. Mr. Jones have no money. They just make this up. Billions of dollars they want. The families have been fighting to collect since Mr. Jones filed for personal and business bankruptcy. Mr. Jones is expected to lose access to a studio and equipment as part of the deal, Mr. Collins said. And it goes on from there. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The Onion plans to turn InfoWars, this is stealing my identity, into a comedy site with satirical echoes of the fringe conspiracy theories that Mr. Jones is known for. Tim, how do you say his name again? Heidecker, one of the comedians behind Tim and Eric's awesome show, Great Job, on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, has been hired to serve as creative director of InfoWars. He said his initially plans to parody Mr. Jones' whole modus operandi, which means misrepresenting who I am. Mr. Heidecker has been working on his impressions of Mr. Jones, but eventually, when that joke gets old, Mr. Heidecker said he hopes to turn InfoWars into a destination for independent and experimental comedy. I just thought it would be just a beautiful joke if we could take this pretty toxic, negative, destructive force of InfoWars and rebrand it as this beautiful place for our creativity. Mr. Heidecker said in an interview during a recent trip to Philadelphia, he traveled to Liberty Bell to film a video of his character as a new creative director of InfoWars. Yep, keep counting your chickens there, son. The goal of the families, you mean the Democrat Party operatives and their money-making operations that raised $300 million off my name, the goal of the families was has always been to prevent Jones from being able to cause harm at scale. You mean censor me? That way he did against them, said Chris Manny, the lawyer, who's a former Justice Department prosecutor, who argued the Connecticut family's case in court. The deal with the Onion promises to significantly degrade his power to do that. Degrade my future speech, civil rights violation, abusive process. Oh, they admit it. The Onion also plans to sell merchandise and share the proceeds with the Sandy Hook families. You know, the Democrat Party operatives that run charities and raise hundreds of millions of dollars off my name. We're excited to lie constantly. This is what he says, implying it's me. We're excited to lie constantly for cold, hard cash, but this time in a cool way, and we'll make sure some of it gets back to the families. Oh, so they're going to make money off lies claiming it's me lying, so it's okay if they do it. While broadcast programming is out of my lane, Mr. Matty said, oh, they're dreaming of being TV producers. Satire and human can be universal, and their programming can be of interest to Jones' former audience and help bring them out of the dark. That would be wonderful. Oh, they're going to deprogram you. Okay. In the meantime, the company has been filming satirical videos in anticipation of the court's ruling. One of them features a fictional anchor from the Satirical Onion News website, Jim Haggerty, who defects from the mainstream media to become a conspiracy monger. He will be played by the actor Brad Holbrook. For 35 years, I was part of the problem, Mr. Haggerty intoned in a dramatic trailer released by The Onion. Guys, get that trailer, please. But now I'm free to cooperate. Shackles, and my own business is freedom. Benjamin Mullen reports on the Times and the major companies. So Elizabeth Williamson has just always been the attack dog put under disinfo and lies about me. She does the Alex Jones beat. And they got The Onion in a new article they put out. At long last, InfoWars is ours. Yeah, we learned the lawyers for the other side write the judge's filings, write her rulings. So I guess they already think it's a set deal. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that now. We'll see about that. All right, that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, Matt Bracken takes over. And in about 39 minutes, the war room with Harrison Smith. And so we're going to ride this thing till the wheels come off, and then we're going to fight them in court every step of the way. That's why your support at thealexandstore.com is critical. I don't own that. It's nothing to do with these people, but it is funding our operations, everything we're doing. We need your legal defense, all of your support right now, thealexandstore.com. Take action. Some of the best supplements and most incredible selection of Patriot apparel anywhere at thealexandstore.com. That's the bat signal. Take action. You're fighting for your own future, your own First Amendment. They're trying to get through me to get to you, like Trump old said back during the earlier Trump. It's absolutely true. They got to get through me to get to you. I need your support right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Matt Bracken, take over. Matt, unmute yourself.
You know, in baseball, my wife's from Philly, and we just watched a losing Phillies game. You know, there's pitchers that used to play nine innings. That's very rare now. Pitcher pitches nine innings because the managers just say, you know, look, maybe he can finish the game, but it'll wreck his arm. Then there's guys that come in and like, you know, a deep reliever that like he comes in to like get one or two outs. And that's where I am. For me to come in at like, you know, 8.5 innings to throw a few pitches, it's a great honor of mine. And I can't even imagine the pressure that has been on you for the last decade, 5 years. It's unimaginable. It would crush, it would destroy people. You know, you've often, mentioned the deals that have been made. Hey, we'll give you X million. You go on this network and mostly say what you believe, but occasionally read from our script and you've never taken it. The flip side of that is the crushing, destructive power of this lawfare. So, I mean, I was listening to the, callers in the last hour, couple hours, and you know, where's Alex been? Alex has been on the rack being tortured. You know, Alex is getting, you know, the hot coal treatment and the bamboo under the fingernails treatment for years. And I know that I couldn't have withstood this. I couldn't have, the pressure from family, from your own weakness would have been just, it's enough. You've done enough. Punt. Just take a vacation. Go on leave. Nobody will fault you. Nobody can be expected to take this kind of treatment forever. You know, you've got to think about your own self. You got to think about your own family. Don't be destroyed for this. And Alex has never folded. I mean, the pressure, I can't even imagine. I know that I would have folded. I mean, I would have used the excuse of my family and said, you know, well, I mean, like, I would fight, but I don't want to drag my kids and my wife and, you know, through this. So I'm just going to take a time out. Alex has never taken a time out, and he's never folded up and said, maybe we can compromise. But what they're doing now with this onion thing, it's so lame. This might have worked 20 years ago when there were only a couple networks. You know, when you think about it, Alex really invented this whole public access thing. What, when he was like, you know, practically a kid, and built it up from there. This doesn't work anymore. You can't parody Alex Jones and make it stick. The parody of Alex Jones will become a breeding ground for parody. Like the PJ Media videos that Alex has made with I can't remember his real name. With the crazy shirts and hair and you can't parody something effectively anymore because your lame Saturday Night Live level parody becomes a subject of parody. It's like reverse parody. So it's not going to work. And it doesn't matter what name or logo they could, if they try to steal the InfoWars logo and put up these lame parody guys, they become a joke. They themselves become a joke. And the thinking that if we put some guy doing a parody of Alex Jones, Alex has never been afraid of this. Alex himself puts up, you know, guys that make the Turn the Frogs Gay video, rap rave music videos. Alex puts them on. You can't hurt a guy that can laugh at his own self. You can't damage Alex Jones with parody because Alex Jones parodies his own self all the time. Doesn't care. So you can't stop the signal is the bottom line. You can't stop the signal. You can steal the logo. You can steal the name. You can try to do any of that. It's lame. It's pathetic. It won't work. It absolutely won't work. And I'm very proud that over the last few years when it's not that Alex's arm has run out of strength, when Alex is like dragged off of the mound by these lawfare bastards that he has to spend so much time in court or dealing with these hassles, and I get to come in, you know, out in the bullpen, far relief, maybe play every other week, and I get to come in and throw two or three for one inning or two or three batters. It's a very proud day for me. And I can't even imagine the pressure that has been on this man for years now and the lies that are told about him. And now they're going to use representations of his own self to say, oh, we're going to share the money, you know, with the families. And it's all such BS. It would have maybe worked 20 or 30 years ago. It definitely doesn't work in 2026. So it actually is probably going to be, another level up for Alex Jones because he's taken all the slings and arrows, he's taken all the shots, and he's still standing. And the fact that I can sit here in for him, it's a proud, proud day. And I'll be back in a minute.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it, it's next level, and ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of the lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones, and now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Hi, yeah, that's very real, what's going on, you know, with this with the situation with Alex, and it's not only Alex. There are people that have been, that have stuck with Alex for many years, dragged through the broken glass with him. And there's people that, you know, that have been with him and are right now not with him, but I mean, that are still like in my mind, part of the team. Not everybody has the same endurance, and it's not an easy row to hoe, because of what's been going on. But, you know, at the end, the signal can't be killed and the message will continue. And these lame things like trying to parody it, it's not going to work. Anyway, switching gears and going back to what I had prepared, I sent some images that are numbered. Like, they're mostly maps today, because I want to kind of pull back from the all the you know, who said what. Trump said this. The Iranian said that. Will Vance go to Pakistan? You know, are we about to start the shooting phase again? That's all important, and I'm following it, like, you know, in granular detail, believe me. But I want to pull back just a little bit to get a greater overview of what I think is going on. And the way that I look at it, you know, I tend to really see things in maps. I'm a very visual map person. It's like, you know, like maps. Maps are my thing. It's like I can figure things out when I see maps. Most people couldn't tell you if, you know, Rhode Island is bigger than Alaska, unless they live in Rhode Island, maybe. But you know, it really matters. Scale matters. History matters. And I think that we're going into a new era, which, just, you know, because I can't think of a better name, I'm calling the Great Energy World War. Because if you can't just say World War III, World War IV, World War V, because some people will say, oh, well, Matt, World War III, that was the Cold War. So now we're in World War IV. Or maybe the GWAT, the Global War on Terror, maybe that was World War IV. So we're in World War V. So I'm throwing all that out and just saying we're in the energy world war. And energy covers a lot, obviously, you know, crude oil, refined products, liquid natural gas, everything that makes our world function today, even coal. I mean, coal isn't shipped much anymore, but I mean, anything that makes electricity, anything that makes power is part of the Great Energy World War. And this is really rewriting and redefining all the lines of what we thought were the existing paradigms. Not, you know, and I'll give you just the great example. The United States Navy, I'm sure of this, and I can make the case anywhere, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Well, that was paid for mainly by our ally Germany, our NATO ally Germany. But it was providing much more inexpensive natural gas to Europe than could be provided any other way. But we didn't want Russia and Germany really being just a manifold for all of Europe, because that's where the Nord Stream pipeline, you know, came in, was in Germany, but it would then feed all of Europe. We didn't want Europe to have a successful economy, you know, continue to be a powerful, you know, the Euro state, if it meant that they were going to be relying on Russian natural gas. So we destroyed that pipeline. Biden bragged about it. There's videos of him. You know, yeah, we'll destroy it. We can destroy it. And we did. So why would we do that to our ally? Well, because our ally was getting too cozy with an enemy, Russia. Okay, so that's one of the first big shots in this energy war. The big energy war that we're in now is clearly the Strait of Hormuz, because 20% of the world's gas and oil comes out of there, and at least 20%, and more than that of fertilizer. So when I say energy, I'm considering energy to be a function of food, which on the side, wraps in fertilizer and other things. But energy is required to make fertilizer. It's the Bosch process where you use nitrogen and power and create fertilizer. So energy essentially equals food. In the, many decades ago, before all the climate stuff, what was then called the Green Revolution meant we can now get 2 or 3 times the yield out of an acre by using modern processes. We have diesel fuel to run giant combines. We have much better seed technology. This is even before Monsanto Franken seeds. We have much better seed technology, and we have fertilizer and pesticides. So we can get 2 or 3 times the yield out of an acre. And this will allow the planet to feed many more people. So now we have, 8 billion people on the planet? But the 8 billion people are being fed by, using the old expression, green revolution technology, which means if you cut that off, if you take away the diesel for the combine harvester, if you take away the fertilizer, and you take away the pesticides, and I'm not a big fan of pesticides, but we've grown into a mega industrial agriculture model. This is not like, Farmer Brown anymore. We're talking 10,000 acres of soybeans. When these things are pulled out, the yield is going to go down, a third, a half, two thirds. Well, the planet has been existing under the existing model, 8 billion people being fed. They rely on all of these things that are sent by ship from country to country. That's the diesel, the fertilizer, the natural gas to make fertilizer. You pull these things out, people are going to starve. So I call it the Great Energy World War. Michael Yon just out and out says this is part of the depopulation agenda. The elites in charge, bottom line, they think there's too many of us peons, and they want to mow the grass and cull the field and just get rid of a bunch of us. And so we're being corralled into this, like sheep or cattle going into a sheep dip. We're being corralled into this hysteria of the Strait of Hormuz. Which side are you on? What, do you want Iran to have nuclear weapons? Are you supporting these mullahs? We're just being led like sheep into these paradigms. But at the end of the day, all of these choke points, and if you can put up, I don't know if you have these things available, but then my number one, the choke point maps. If you control these choke points, there, you can see like there's a 8 major choke points, and 2 of them are right next to each other. Actually 3, the Suez Canal, the Strait of Hormuz, and the Red Sea, all very close. We're now in an era where any second tier country like the Houthis can block off the Red Sea. And people are bragging now, well, Matt, look at this. Now that the Strait of Hormuz is closed, all of these tankers are coming to America. It's going to be great for us because they've all got to come to America. But people don't realize it. It's like, I think most people can't even get really to a high first order thinking level. Forget second level or third level. They just don't get there. They're saying this is a victory because more tankers are coming to Texas and Louisiana. And number one, that's going to drive our prices up because the demand on the fuel, at the Gulf of Mexico, America, whatever it's called now, is going to, it's going to put more higher prices on American pumps. It's absolutely destroying our allies, that depend on the fuel from the Persian Gulf. But we're in the end going to essentially be putting tourniquets on our limbs. the just-in-time free sea power paradigm of the last century has been first Britain, then America, Pax Americana, the American Navy. Anybody can go anywhere. Just get on a ship and go. No problem. Everything is fungible. A ship from China, a ship from Argentina, go where you like. Nobody's hassling you. Now, with what we've done after February 28th, we're now in a battle over these choke points. And these same dimwits on our, you know, ostensibly on our side are saying, yeah, Matt, Iran's got one choke point, the Strait of Hormuz, but we've got like four choke points. We kicked the Chinese out of Panama and we control, you know, we control the Strait of Gibraltar and Strait of Malacca. So we're winning. This is like saying somebody put a tourniquet on my ankle and I'm limping. So I'll put a tourniquet on my other leg and my arm and my other arm. In economics, they call it the velocity of money. I don't know what they call it in trade, the freedom of trade. This is like the blood pressure. This is the pulse. This is the respiration of the planet that feeds 8 billion people. It's that free trade. We're now going into an era where we're going to be continually restricting these and cutting them off and slowing them. You know, anybody now, the Houthis, America and Panama, anybody can restrict the flow. That's easy. So we are kicking China out of Panama. Yay, we're kicking China out of Panama. So what's China doing? All the Panamanian flagged ships, of which there are many, are now being hassled going into Asia. This is not like a zero-sum game, like, you know, oh, we're just playing cards and who's got the next card. The entire planet is having its oxygen cut off. We don't understand. This is what we've been depending on, is this free trade. You know, that map that's up now, the red line shows 1,000 kilometers from Iranian territory. And you'll notice it goes all the way up into the Mediterranean, like Cyprus. That's where our American ships were staying in order to stay out of Iranian missile range, both anti-ship guided missiles, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. Well, if you take that same red line and you put it around Asia, Luzon, the main island of the Philippines, Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, they're all inside of that line. That's the where the U.S. Navy can't help you not line. All right, that's the U.S. Navy ain't going to come for you line. This is a huge paradigm shift in the world. Going back 500 years, and if you can put up, it's like the map number 2, the colonial era sea power map. If you go back 500 years, the Europeans were the first area, the first people that figured out how to get ships across an ocean with power. It actually was the Vikings, before we even had cannons. The Vikings figured out how to get all the way, you know, across the Atlantic, take over whatever they wanted in Britain, Ireland, France. They went all the way up rivers deep into Russia. Vikings actually met each other, like in the Black Sea and Mediterranean. Vikings from Sweden that had gone all the way around Russia and down the Volga met Vikings from Denmark that had come all the way through the Mediterranean. That was sea power in like the 9th to the 10th century. When Europeans figured out cannons and gunpowder, it really went up a level. And that's when the Europeans could essentially go anywhere on the planet. They had these fantastic square riggers, you know, with 40 cannons on them, roll up to any little third world town and say, we want to do business with you, and here's the deal. You sign here, or we're just going to blow the shit out of your town. you have no answer to this. And that was the basis of Western dominance of the economies of the world for 500 years. That lasted for 500 years. If you've got number three ready, it's the black ships of Matthew Perry's Japan fleet. When finally America was getting on the scene, this is in the middle of the 19th century, Japan and China were two countries that were like, no, you can't just roll up to, we're not like, you know, Indonesia or the Philippines. You can't just roll up here with a ship and aim some cannons at us. We're much bigger than that. So Japan and China held out much longer. That's number three, it says the black ships. Anyway, in 1853, the United States sent a diplomatic mission armed with cannons, and they said, you know, Japan, you're a hard case. You guys don't just want to stay out of the world. You know, you don't want to trade with the West. Well, here's the deal. You're going to trade with us, or we've got cannons that you don't have, and we're just going to, you know, blow the shit out of you. That was, you know, pretty standard. It wasn't just America. That was Germany, the Brits, even, you know. Then, so we opened Japan, and it was probably good for them. There's an excellent Tom Cruise movie. I think it's excellent in many ways. What's it called? The samurai movie. But yeah, Japan was a quick study. They learned fast, and they, you know, in 50 years, they had ships that were as good as any European ships. In fact, by 1905, I think they beat the Russians at a major sea battle. The Russians came all the way around and the Japanese beat them. So the Japanese were very fast studies. Now China, much bigger country, called the Century of Humiliation in China. We actually had not only American, but British. We had gunboats sailing up and down the Yangtze River. It was a really excellent movie called The Sand Pebbles. I don't know if you have that clip for B-roll, but I highly recommend the movie The Sand Pebbles. The U.S. Navy actually had what they called the Asiatic Fleet, and the Asiatic Fleet had gunboats. Some of these were just like, you know, taken over from Spain after we beat the Spanish in the 1898 Spanish-American War. So we had British and American ships patrolling the Yangtze River. Imagine, you know, Klingons or some aliens sailing all the way up the Mississippi and the Ohio River and the Missouri River, you know, saying, do what we want or we're going to hit you with cannon fire, right? That was the American appeal to China for, you know, for like 50 years from the 1870s to the 1920s. We're here. We have better cannons. So do what we tell you or else. So this is a fantastic movie. In this scene, the Chinese in the 1920s are just finally getting their act back together. And feeling like, you know, that we're done with the humiliation being dominated by the Europeans and Americans. So in this, you have these, sampans or junks. They're tied all the way across the Yangtze River to prevent this American gunboat from escaping. That's the scene. So I can't recommend the movie enough. The Sand Pebbles with Steve McQueen. But eventually we can't go there anymore. You know, we can't extend our power up the Yangtze River. That's done, right? That's over. We can still patrol their coasts with battleships. You know, we can still have sea battles, you know, in the Atlantic or the Pacific, you know, World War I, World War II. But the American and British are no longer going to patrol deep into Africa, deep into Asia, because the guns that they had and the organization that they had could preclude us from doing it. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening right now. If you look at the map today of the Persian Gulf, we can't even go into the Persian Gulf. We had a U.S. naval base in Bahrain, right in the middle of the Persian Gulf, across from Iran. Bases in Kuwait. Bases in the United Arab Emirates. Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Fifth Fleet, all of our ships, are now out of the Persian Gulf. This is like the Yangtze River of 2026, and it's ironic because that period of the Asiatic fleet, you know, the Yangtze River gunboats, was exactly 100 years ago, 1926. So in 2026, our gunboats, destroyers, can't go in to the Persian Gulf anymore. They can't do it. To try to run past the Strait of Hormuz would be a suicide dash. This is why our blockade goes between the, you know, at best, between the border of Pakistan and Iran, where you see that little orange shaded area is, between the Pakistan-Iran border on the north and the tip of Oman in the south, that's as close as our Navy will get. So we managed to heroically and gloriously fire 5-inch shells at an unarmed cargo ship yesterday. This is not exactly, a World War II battle, like the Battle of Leyte Gulf, right? With battleships, cruisers, and destroyers slugging it out at point blank. This is not that. This is an American destroyer in communication with Washington, probably Trump on the other end, being ordered to fire into an unarmed tanker or cargo ship, not even a big one, under 1,000 feet. And that's as close as our Navy can get to Iran, because Iranians can bite back now. They have anti-ship cruise missiles. They have, you know, they have drones. They can lay sea mines all day long. It's not as if there were mines like some kind of World War I prong mines on a chain in the Strait of Hormuz. This is a different era. Remember, the Iranians invented the entire class of drones that are roughly called the Shahed drones, or in Russia, the Jiran drones. We didn't invent them. Russia didn't invent them. Iran invented them. So do you really think that Iranians haven't figured out how to block the Strait of Hormuz no matter what we do? And there's a reason why our Navy will stay, you know, 600 kilometers, 400 miles from the Strait of Hormuz. And that's only during a ceasefire. That's while there's a ceasefire. If the ceasefire is totally broken and we go back to shooting, our Navy's going to haul ass right back past 1,000 kilometers. And you don't think the rest of the world hasn't watched this and thought, well, Matt, that means Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Luzon and the Philippines, they're all in range. How about Australia, New Zealand? They can't get fuel. Most of our allies are island nations. You know, Iran is directly connected to China and Russia. There, you know, Kazakhstan is a huge country just above Iran to the northeast, is now saying we're not going to work with the West anymore. We're going to work with China and Russia. So our sea power is diminishing in influence. Our ships can't even get close enough anymore to dominate them. And now the rest of the world is saying, why should we be afraid of America? I think this is like the last gasp of America in terms of this imperial dominance by a sea power. You know, but it remains to be seen. Anyway, thanks.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.